I had to run to the bathroom. We're on in the halls today. Was that live Highway to Hell?
Yes, it was. Yeah, close head. We just got it in the system today or something.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Davis.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
He's on it.
12 more platinum albums, and you got it licked. There's actually a lot of ACD stuff that I like. The live version's better. Heat Seeker's a little too slow. It's a lot better in concert. What is one? It's one of our six or seven. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Three, four. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shot Down in Flames?
I think so.
I like that
one.
I like that one live. Okay.
You may want to give that. Where was this live version done? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I don't know why, but probably live at Castle Donington. That would have been 91.
I don't know, because this sounds like Bond.
Oh, does it?
I think so, and there's a reason why.
Okay. Did you load it again?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Bon Scott. What is obvious is the studio version.
No, but it's still nowhere near Ticket.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of James Browned it. He went, what? I don't know. I think I like Brian Johnson's version better. At least live, there's no studio version of Brian Johnson and Highway to Hell.
No. But this is at least another version of the original where it doesn't sound anything like Season Ticket.
Is that the only live version we've got of AC/DC in the library? Maybe Don thought. Now, this one's not as blatant as the studio version.
Maybe rotate this one in. A little more gray.
We got TNT, Hell's Bells, for those about to rock.
We have this live?
Yeah.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
So TNT, Hell's Bells, what else?
For those about to rock, and Highway to Hell, that's it.
That doesn't say anything about the Highway to Hell.
Does not. I think Chloe read that it was a bootleg version.
That's the only thing it says on the description properties.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have said that on the air.
We're playing it.
Maybe it was from a bootleg collection that was released. I know there was something they released, I want to say in the 90s. It's like the Bon Scott collection. I forget what they called it. But it had some previously unreleased tracks. And the original version of Whole Lotta Rosie before it was Whole Lotta Rosie.
What was it before that?
I don't know.
All right.
AC/DC.
Okay.
If you listen to the two songs, you can tell they just changed the words and went with Whole Lotta Rosie.
Gotcha.
Okay. I try and open up my browser, but for whatever reason, Internet Explorer's taking a day off. Is Google Chrome better?
That's an Alfie question.
Google Chrome is loads better.
Okay, we'll see if I can get this to load.
You're trying to Chrome?
Yeah. I got Chrome, I got Firefox, I got Bash Jeeves or whatever.
Man, I liked Bash Jeeves back in the day.
Where the hell live Donington? I don't know why I do this. But I'll double click it anyway.
Uh-oh.
I like Angus, but really?
What?
I'm there to hear hits, not to hear you just wail.
No, people are there to rock out.
Do you like any when they do this, Chloe?
I love it when Angus, he's a crazy man, and the fact that he can play that good and act crazy at the same time.
This is live at Castle Donington. This is Brian Johnson. That's the white version.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really notice it. Brian Johnson looks like he's pissed off at something when he's singing this song.
For me with Brian Johnson, it's either or. He either looks really pissed off, or if you catch the frame, freeze it right, he looks like he's bracing for like a vehicle impact.
He's got that face like he's on the commode. You want to tell him just rock back and forth.
Dude, get some softener.
And in this video, Angus has to do the obligatory. He stops for a second, holds his index finger up in the air, then looks at the crowd like something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I think they made the same reference in School of Rock. He goes, got to hold your hand up and look like something's wrong.
Everybody, wait. Something has happened.
Does he want a timeout?
I think ultimately what that is that I've heard comedians reference this as well. It's where you just pause for no good reason other than to prove that you've got the crowd in the palm of your hand. They are yours. You can take them anywhere at that point, including make – how many people are at that concert? Like 100,000?
I don't know. Donington, that was 91. I couldn't tell you.
Say 100,000 people. Angus holds up his finger, and they all shut the F up. It's like, wait, wait, wait. Ah, take it in, everybody. Nah, I'm about to rock you out some more.
What's he pointing at? Sure, Don sitting in his office, he went, all right, when I added the live version, that didn't mean go play all of them.
They were doing the impromptu concert.
Scrape?
Yeah, it's almost as good as Scrape as I heard recently.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's almost as good as Scrape as I've heard recently.
On what?
Well, your pick slide has really come along.
What did I pick slide on recently?
The one that you scared me, it was so good.
Talking about with Kenzie?
Is it the one you said, who are you?
Yeah. That, and I think it was last week, you did like four or five in a span of a minute on some song.
That was when I played Highway to Hell with Loverboy.
Gotcha.
But here's one where Kenzie, we were just testing her on different songs.
When she's on the drums.
When she had the drums in the other studio.
Mm-hmm. Who the hell are you?
See? That was a good one.
Man, I'd hate to have you front row one of my concerts. It's like I can barely play at all, and you're going to start going,
yeah, big screen, yeah! Hot damn!
This boy good.
Everyone else has just got their hands up, you know?
Yeah!
This is not the same man.
Big screen,
this is a guitar imposter.
I found the Highway to Hell with Loverboy. I don't want to play it now just because the audio's not great, and you don't want to go back and compare it to the original.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kenzie, do you know who Loverboy is?
Yes.
Okay.
Working for the weekend.
Yes. He's a friend of ours. We can call him one day if you want to talk to him.
I would think that was awesome.
Are you kidding?
No, I love Loverboy.
Okay.
I grew up listening to them.
It's like doing the James Brown version.
Yeah.
What's he sing?
I don't know.
Here it comes.
Woo!
Pick scrape and fool.
Yeah. Whatever you were doing, your pick scrape.
I should release an album.
Yes, you should.
Not even the whole songs,
no.
Just the pick scrapes.
Yeah. Now that's what I call pick scrapes.
What is it, Chloe?
I don't know.
Volume one.
Different pick scrapes for different songs.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like shifting your pick back and forth as you were doing the scrape, like left, right, kind of? Or were you doing straight scrape?
I just scrape. I didn't know there was any other way to scrape it.
You had like a cool warble in there.
He may have.
That could just be the audio. Mm. The way it was recorded. In fact, I didn't realize that Cowboy. Yeah, I think this was Cowboys. Or Gillies. Or that other place.
You didn't play this with them at Gilligan's the night you blacked out, right?
No, I didn't black out.
Sorry, the night you were drugged.
I was drugged.
Yeah, by yourself.
Just because I was there playing guitar with Loverboy for 45 minutes dressed like a pimp didn't mean I was doped up.
Wait. Played guitar?
Air guitar.
Thank you.
I thought I said air guitar.
Nope. No, you conveniently left that out. You air guitared for 45 minutes.
I don't understand the warble you're talking about, Chloe.
Yeah, there seems to have like a flutter or something.
I don't know. I just ran down the string and then brought it back up to where I was supposed to be.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I think I worked another one in.
Oh, I know what you did. Okay. You were scraping really hard, weren't you?
Yeah.
Or do you remember? Yeah. So as it was hitting the frets. It's making that sound.
Oh, it's bumping down the frets?
Yes.
I don't know. Is that good or bad?
That's good. That's badass. Actually.
I like it.
Yeah.
You in essence, you did your own effect on your own pick scrape.
Yes.
Now you got a remix album.
Pick scrape mashups.
Yup.
Okay. All right. We've wasted an entire segment on one song.
But so many different versions.
We play this now because I don't know if we'll. I don't think we ever got around to news yesterday, did we?
No, we didn't.
I think today is Leslie Nielsen's birthday, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
He looked at me like, "Well, why would I know?"
Yes, it is.
Okay, how old would he have been?
You're gonna make me math.
What year was he born?
It was 1926, so all right. He would have been 90. 1989.
No, he's just old.
Yeah.
But he's dead. I found the audio. This was from, I think, 1989. We were doing Hot Tickets on Fox 33.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie Nielsen was at 105.3 doing an interview. This was long before I knew anybody at CBS.
Okay.
They had just changed formats, I guess, to maybe Young Country. But they had a bunch of celebrities on, like a... Leslie Nielsen, Dana Carvey.
All the people you would associate with country.
Yeah, there were Yeah, I'm not sure what the association was, but it was just a lot of big name celebrities.
Sure.
And we came storming into the studio while they were doing the interview.
Oh, nice.
And I noticed in the birthday list, it says Leslie Nielsen. Somehow he got into fart jokes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's even something on his tombstone about fart jokes.
Yeah, I forget. I've seen it before. I don't know.
He would carry a thing around under his arm to make the farts.
Yep.
And I never knew it.
This is fine.
This could be an outrage.
Excuse me. How you doing? Oh, nice glasses. Can I have them?
No, you can't have them. You're going to look.
Oh, what's that?
Excuse me. I'm getting a little tense from this, you know, forced. This is
Do you have any idea who these people are?
I have no idea who they are. I don't know what they're doing.
We'd have been here earlier, but we were in a hospital.
A hospital?
A hospital.
What is it?
It's a big building with a bunch of sick people in it.
That's not important now.
Hey-o.
That was funny 25 years ago.
It holds up because you're saying it to Leslie Nielsen. Out of context and having never seen Airplane, you're better.
I'd seen Airplane.
No, I know. I know you had. That's what makes you great. But it really is. That's one of those jokes that really it's like, he's one of very few that could actually pull that joke off. Anyone else that would try to be like, that's stupid. And you just want to hit him.
Yeah, and you're doing it with Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
You get a pass, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't have to set us up.
No, yeah, he set you up beautifully. And you knocked it out of the park.
I almost didn't get it out. Well, first of all, he threw us off with the farting.
Yeah, that's certainly a distraction.
And then he had a pair of... like Ray-Ban anniversary sunglasses laying on the counter that JD focused on instead of the interview. Can I have these? You can look at them. Then he starts floating his air biscuits, and I don't know if they were real or not.
Because he had the top of the line fart noise maker.
Yeah.
This is fine.
This could be an outrage.
Excuse me. How you doing? Oh, nice glasses. Can I have
them? No, you can't have them. You're going to look.
Oh, what's that?
Excuse me. I'm getting a little tense from this, you know, forced. This is
forced. Do you have any idea who these people are?
I have no idea who they are. I don't know what they're doing.
We'd have been here earlier, but we were in a hospital.
A hospital?
A hospital.
What is it?
It's a big building with a bunch of sick people in it.
That's not important now.
Okay, we need to break there, Jim.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm. Call me Bo.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Bo.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:34. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Half Price Books. Started off Fort Worth, southbound 35W between North Loop 820 and Meacham Boulevard. Highways are completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back at Keller Hicks. All traffic is being forced off right at I-20. This would involve an overturned sand truck, so it's probably going to be there for a while. In Arlington, eastbound 30, just before Fielder got an accident there, blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Cooks. Into Dallas now, southbound I-35, right at Commerce Street, got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back to Continental Avenue. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at the tollway, got an overturned lumber truck blocking the exit ramp there. That has traffic completely jacked up all the way back from I-35. Right now, they're not saying any time frame as to when they're going to reopen those ramps, so just avoid that area if you can. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, clear skies, 50 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 68. Right now, 72, but 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
There are times that Kibler is such a tool.
Oh, my God. All right. First of all.
Yes?
That's one of our big bosses.
Right.
Second of all, it's rare that a woman is referred to as a tool. So, yeah. Kudos.
Thank you.
Now, back to that's our boss. and you like her.
I sent her a Photoshop.
Of
picture of the side of the building. Because they're supposed to be updating everything from Clear Channel to iHeart.
Okay.
So I put an iHeart sign on the side of the building, and I tilted it and added some sun flare. Just something to make it look real.
Okay. Added some J.J. Abrams to it.
Yeah. And I emailed it to her. I went, all right, what did this cost? I can't even get light bulbs for the studio. She emails back, I don't know, but I'm going to effing check into it.
Well, she also believed your tornado thing you did, didn't she?
I don't know. There's an app on the iPhone where you can add tornadoes to moving video.
I don't know, but I'm sure as hell going to look into it.
I'm going to look into it.
Oh, my God. Love. Don't you just love her?
It was the...
How long ago was that?
Oh, I said it about an hour ago.
I wonder how fast it was before she got on the blower to somebody.
All right. I didn't approve that. Well, I think Bob Pittman would approve it if they did it. I seriously doubt they're going to... Who knows how much it would cost to change that sign on the side of the building. My guess would be at least $100,000 to take the old one off that says Clear Channel.
No clue.
But sooner or later, you know they're going to do it because everything has to be updated.
Right.
Chloe already called dibs on the C's.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good. Like the old logo C, not in just a regular Times Roman C.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that smart. The seat's probably going to be 9.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Put that back in the car.
What are you going to do with that? Put it on my hood.
They see me roll.
They're going to know it's either Chloe or Valerie. You get it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Big C.
pretty big. Okay. What were we talking about? Is it Kibler Tool? I forgot where we were. I don't know if you pulled it or not. It looks like you did. The 911 calls from Joseph Randall's girlfriend.
Yeah. What I did was, I didn't.
It was over 6 minutes long, so okay. I just cut it. The version I pulled, I just cut in half where she calls a second time.
Okay.
Where the beginning is all frantic.
Right.
He's got a gun. He's busted out a window. He's running amok. He's built. And then they call back. Yeah, we talked it out.
It's good. It's all good. Yeah, what I pulled was from KAKE TV, Wichita, Kansas. Cake is what they call themselves. And they had snippets of all three phone calls, the two that Randall's ex-girlfriend made and one that his or her friend made. They made it sound like his friend, but I think it's hers.
Okay. So you got did some setup in the audio?
Yeah, the reporter pretty much handles it.
Yeah, Susan, you can hear on those 911 tapes a woman frantically asking for help. She says that Joseph Randall had been threatening his former girlfriend who had their child with them in a car.
He put his hand on a female, Joseph Randall.
That's how the call began at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, February 3rd at the Waterwalk Hotel. Randall was a standout Wichita athlete and now plays for the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. But that night, he was being accused of waving a gun around and breaking the window of a car containing his former girlfriend and the couple's young child.
He was threatening me to take our life, and I have my child. We have our child with us. He pointed the gun in front of the car, and my son's in the front seat.
At one point, Randall was arrested for possession of marijuana residue, but that charge was later dropped. A friend of Randall's disputes the claim that a gun was involved, but did say he did break a car window.
But Joseph Randall just broke a window. He pointed a gun in front of somebody's car, and then he busted her window open.
Police did respond, but no sooner had the investigation begun than 911 received another call claiming that everything was okay.
We just talked it out. It's fine. We just talked to him, and he's fine now.
No one was injured. Randall has denied any domestic violence and has not commented further.
Yeah, I'd just like to call back and go, erase. Didn't happen. We're cool.
Ma'am, sorry, but it really doesn't work that way. This is one of those things that once the ball gets rolling, you can't just say erase and it stops.
I didn't have a chance to go through all of it. I don't even know if the version I've got's been bleeped. But I'll play the beginning of what I got.
Got it. We need someone down.
We need someone down at Waterwalk Apart Hotels.
What's the address?
I don't know the address. It's Waterwalk. It's like downtown is like Broadway and I don't know what else. It's like by the highway. He put his hands on a female, Joseph Randall.
Okay, do you have an apartment number there at Waterwalk?
He pointed the gun in front of the mother of his child, and he pointed it in front of this other female.
Okay, do you have an apartment?
Yeah, that sounds really horrible. That's a bad crime. If we just knew where to send the police.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment number.
What's the 524? And we have our child here, and he has a lot of weed.
Apartment 524.
Narc.
See,
he has a lot of weed, didn't it? And in a news report from KAKE, they said they found weed residue.
Weed residue that he was initially, arrested on, but they ended up dropping it. And that
I didn't know you could be arrested for just residue.
Again, that goes back to the whole thing of they call it an arrest, but he wasn't actually booked into jail or anything. Since he was cited on the misdemeanor, they still call it an arrest.
Oh.
We're there at Waterwalk. They're 515 South Main.
I really don't know, but Joseph Randall just broke a window. He pointed a gun in front of somebody's car, and then he busted her window open.
Okay.
So this isn't the girlfriend calling.
No, this is the friend.
Okay, well, why does she keep referring to her friend as someone?
That's a good question, because the way I see it...
It just sounds like somebody that's witnessing something and said, hey, this is going on. I know Joseph Randall, but I don't know the chick in the car.
Yeah, see, that's to me where all this is really stinky. To me, you don't say someone's car, oh, but it's Joseph Randall. I don't know the address, but it's Joseph Randall of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah.
That's who you want to talk to, Joseph Randall.
And he's got
R-A-N-D-L-E, mm-hmm. Joseph Randall.
Mountains of Weed Randall. And he's got a gun.
Sounds like an episode out of the Rockford Files.
It really, it's
where Jim's going... Angel's not going to say anything to the police. He knows not to say anything unless his attorney's there and you're his attorney. Then they cut to Angel and he's going, Rockford, R-O-C-K. That's who you want to talk to, the Rockford gang. Man, I'd get them and I would let them go.
I don't care what they say.
They're 515 Joseph, South Main.
I really don't know, but Joseph Randall just broke a window. He pointed a gun in front of somebody's car and then he busted her window open.
Okay. Suspect's Joseph Randall.
Yes, we need someone down as soon as possible.
Okay, is Joseph Wright white, black, Hispanic, or Asian?
He's black. He plays for the Cowboys.
Okay, how old is Joseph?
He's 22, December 29th, 1991.
But I don't know anything about that lady in the car.
No, nothing. I don't know the address. See what I mean? It's like they make sure that they've got, or she's got, all the details on him. And I'm sorry, if you know that many details about him, and you're calling this in, you know her.
It's a black Honda Civic.
Black Honda Civic.
So, in other words, this is just getting details. So, obviously, everything sounds frantic. And then another call. I didn't realize there were three. I guess this is the last of them.
Said you're kind of 911. What's an easier emergency in?
I was just talking to someone.
I'm sorry?
And the woman that called... About Joseph Randall.
Okay, what's the address you called about?
You guys don't have to worry about it. We just talked it out.
Okay.
We just talked it out. It's fine.
Okay, what,
Everything's fine. We just talked to him and he's fine now.
Okay, can you tell me the address you called about so I can pull the original call?
It was the 524 about Joseph Randall. Everything's fine now. You don't have to worry about it, though. Just please don't come, like...
Okay, I don't know if it's stopping. They've already been able to go there.
We'll just tell them it's okay.
Can you tell me what happened tonight?
Nothing happened inside. It was just an all misunderstanding. Hold on, Andy.
He was trying to...
He was trying to carjack a car and then realized it was me. So that's the misunderstanding.
Mm.
And they said he busted out, and now in the story, he admits he busted out a window?
No, in the story it says a friend of his said Joseph Randall broke a window, but that there was no gun.
Well, theoretically, if he had a gun, he could have broken the window with a gun. Because True. We said there were, the stories said nothing about marks on his hands.
Right. Nothing about marks on his hands, and there was no report with his arrest with the marijuana about any sort of injuries, any sort of broken glass. I'm not even sure when the police got there if his ex-girlfriend was still there with the kid, or they just got there, looked around, and said, hey, there's a little bit of weed.
Alfie, what do you got?
People calling in about who this lady 911 caller is.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, Bobby.
Hey, the reason that this goofy girl keeps... is the girlfriend. That's why she knew so much about him. She knew his birthday.
Yeah, we figured that out, but we couldn't figure out why she kept referring to Randall's wife or girlfriend, his ex, as the other this woman.
Right, because she's just as goofy as he is. I mean, they're crazy. She keeps that's why she said.
Which she are we talking about? The one that called?
It's one woman. I mean, yeah. I mean, it sounds like three different women called. It's just the one. It's just the girlfriend. And at one point, she says, he aimed the gun at me. And then at another point, she says, he aimed the gun at this other woman. It's all her. And then when she called back and said, oh, we got it all worked out. Nothing's wrong. It's her. It's only his girlfriend calling.
Bobby, did you hear that somewhere else, or is that just your assessment?
No, I heard it. I listened to another radio station yesterday, and okay. They played this audio, another Dallas radio station.
No, that's completely fine, because every print story I read, it said it was a different caller, but you're right, when you listen to the different calls, they sound similar.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, but they've listened to it over and over, and it's the same woman. I heard it on The Fan yesterday, the sports channel in Dallas.
Well, that answers my question.
Yeah.
Who are you listening to? You know we're on in the mornings now on 1190.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then that's where I'll go.
Damn well better. Thanks, Bobby.
Close
saw me make a face as soon as he said, yeah, I heard it on another Dallas station. I went, ooh.
You made your Hetfield face.
Yeah, as soon as you stop stuttering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you'd get through with your stuttering so I can tell you I don't like you having other friends.
Yeah, so that's obviously a theory. But like I said, every print story I've seen, it makes sense.
The call in the beginning.
We need someone down. We need someone down at 9. I mean, Water Walk Apart Hotel.
Okay, that's supposed to be a third person.
What's the address?
Mm-hmm.
Sedgwick County 911. What's an easier emergency?
I was just talking to someone.
I'm sorry?
And the woman that called about Joseph Randall.
Okay, what's the address she called about?
Sounds close to being the same, but in this call, she's not as animated.
Right.
So it's hard to tell is it the same chick or not. Let's see how this one ends. Because, like I said, it was 6 minutes. I tried to cut out as much dead space, but I didn't have time to cut it down for content.
Okay, that's the Water Walk with Armin here in 524.
Yeah, the car that was here with the weed already left.
Okay, that scared the piss out of me. Obviously, I pulled that from TMZ.
Yeah, you did.
I thought somebody was pounding on the door.
Oh, no.
I got to turn the mics off. Okay.
And also, I thought that whole part was convenient, a different part of the thing where it says, also, the car with all the weed is gone now. Along with the gun and any evidence of anything that I said in previous calls. Thank you. Good night.
Did in any of the stories you saw, they say what all of this stemmed from, what the argument was about?
Baby mama drama.
Was she not letting Randall see the child?
No, this was supposedly her going to his hotel room so he could see their child. But why you would do that at like...
Well, we don't know what the argument was about.
No. But why you would do that at like 2, 3 a.m. when that baby should be in bed is beyond me.
Well, kids can sleep anywhere.
Kids can, but if you're going to take your child to go see the parent, then you don't do it in the middle of the night.
Maybe you just do it kind of like Lion Country Safari. She drives by, gets to look in, see the kid, and she keeps going.
Hands it a cup of Cheerios?
Yeah.
Here, take that. Yeah, to me, the whole thing is just, the whole thing is sketchy. But it also
well,
has...
theoretically, but a good portion of the time, women in domestic abuse situations, if it really happened, mm-hmm. a lot of times, they recant.
That is true.
And this could have been the same situation.
Absolutely, it could be. And that's the horrible thing about these situations is it makes it really difficult to know when you're actually hearing the truth versus when it's being coerced or whatever. And God knows you know about that.
But if the car with the weed was gone, and I'm guessing that was Joseph Randall's car, how did they catch him? Did they go pick him up someplace?
I think he was at his house or at this hotel room, apartment thing, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, but the weed car was gone.
Supposedly.
Yeah, the weed car probably had the gun in it.
I would imagine.
Huh.
It's like finding a Glock in a weed stack.
I saw I think it was from today on ESPN.com, something like that, that now there's a temporary restraining order on Randall.
Yeah, actually, I think she put that in last Friday morning, afternoon, something like that. We actually talked about it briefly on Friday. And, yeah, she did the standard thing of, okay, a temporary restraining order, blah, blah, blah. He put his hands away, threatened me, et cetera, et cetera.
Was that after the 911 call?
Yeah, because the 911 call.
Well, if nothing happened, why do you need a TRO?
Again, great question. That's why I think Wichita police are having a difficult time with this investigation because, first of all the evidence disappeared in that short period of time, it seems. And then you have flip-flopping going on. You have at least...
And it's in a short period of time. It's not like... You know, maybe a week went by and they both talked and said, you know, we both overreacted. I'll pay for the window and, you know, I'll buy you some new weed and everything's cool.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can possibly see her recanting.
And that's the problem with the situation is you don't know. There's so many different possibilities, and that's what the police are having to figure out. It's like, okay, who's being truthful? Because they need to do their job in case the woman is in danger. They want to protect her. But if she's
whose car was it that got the window busted out?
I guess I've heard it was the woman's, his baby mama, or a friend's car. And since we don't know if that friend actually exists, and it could be the Dahlia Jacobs, his ex-girlfriend, I don't know.
Are there any other stories that we could talk about that we don't know anything about?
I actually feel like I have more competence in talking about the moon landings than I do about this.
Yeah, at least with the whole Deion Sanders stuff, there was no gray area. He hit me with a 5.5-foot statue swinging around over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Deion bought a statue. I believe it was from Africa. It was maybe not an artifact, but a replica.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't weigh, it wasn't hollow. Mm-mm. Didn't weigh like, 8 pounds.
Right. No, he had to wheel that thing into court. And you can tell if it's fake weight on a dolly, because people just, the heaviest thing will be the dolly. You can sling that thing around like crazy.
Well, also in the court, prosecutor's going to go, all right, let me see it.
Yeah.
Let me see if that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Deion goes, I'd like to present exhibit, duh. We need a break here?
Yes.
Let's go. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
403, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W between North Loop 820 and Meacham Boulevard. Highway there completely shut down due to that accident involving an overturned sand truck. That's traffic completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway. If you try and sit through it for some stupid reason, you're looking at least a two-hour delay. And in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at the tollway, got an overturned lumber truck on the exit ramp there to go north onto the tollway that has traffic jacked up in the area. If you want, try and take press.
That is still there?
It's still there. They said there's no immediate timetable on when they're going to get it reopened.
It was there when I passed by at around 1 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm. I know that all the
And how did it flip over on the overpass?
That overpass is kind of a steep grade. There have been, in fact, wasn't that the one where the guy from Jordan was hanging off the side?
I think it's the same area. I don't know if it was that overpass. But if it was that one, yeah, I ain't climbing out of that because it was the top, the very top overpass.
Oh, Jack.
That ain't my equipment. Let it go. We got insurance.
All right,
good.
All right. Other than that, Trevor across the Metroplex looking pretty good right now. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a four-pack of tickets to the AMA Supercross at Cowboy Stadium on the 14th, plus a pair of tickets to go see Imagine Dragons before you can even buy them. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear skies tonight, 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 68. Right now, it is 70. Where the hell did it go? 73. 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
The studio that Alfie is in is a studio that's mine that I use for an office.
Right.
And remember the email when I asked Kibler, hey, what is this new sign on the side of the building? I can't even get no light bulbs.
Yeah, that you photoshopped, and she believed.
I looked into through the glass, and in my studio, they were in there putting in new bulbs.
Hey! Well, you certainly can't argue with the results.
I wasn't complaining.
That's a really elaborate way to you know, ask for new light bulbs.
Oh, I asked, what's his name, Alfie? DJ?
DJ.
Yeah. That's not like he can, it's not his fault. He can't just go out and buy them. They have to order them. And we're just talking about regular floods.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have to get a PO, yep. PO order, mm-hmm. Whatever. What do you need? A bulb?
Man, I don't know.
What kind? A light. For and the use is for what? To not be dark.
I don't know if we can get that by corporate.
I just wonder if they really are going to change the sign, the side of the building. Is that as if that really changes the whole marketing aspect of Clear Channel?
Well, my guess is that at some point they will. Because they went through the whole trouble of renaming the entire company anyway, and
but how many when you people rebrand, do you really think if I said I worked for iHeart, they would most people would think, oh, you mean the radio app,
right?
But Clear Channel just physically changed their name to iHeart Media or something like that.
Nope, you got it, iHeart Media.
And the billboard division of iHeart is still called Clear Channel.
Well, yeah, they're running as a separate company. They have their own name recognition that they want to hang on to, Clear Channel Outdoor.
Which I thought was funny, that Rodney buys his time on 1190.
Right.
And then he wanted to do some advertising, and they charged him for billboards to promote their station.
Damn.
Our own company charged him to promote 1190.
iHeart Money.
It's good scam.
It's really smart. Ha ha, double dip.
Well, why can't you give it to me? Ah, that's Clear Channel.
Sorry, man. Different company. Different budgets.
You work for iHeart. Well, iHeart's part of Clear Channel. Yeah, but that's outdoor. This inside. iHeart in Clear Channel out.
Yeah. One is paper on a board. The other, air.
Two totally different concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Hard, man. Hard and grabby. The other one, kind of ethereal. Officer Lonnie took a picture of one of the 1190 boards and texted it to me. And it just says, Russ Martin, mornings 1190. It doesn't say Rodney or anything else.
Actually,
I thought Rodney bought any board that promotes.
I think.
Well, hang on. I got to back up.
I know, but I think you'd have been.
Okay to say. It was just a fool.
Yeah, but it was one of those where we filled in the last two letters mightily.
No, but the board just had my name and 1190. And the next one I slipped and went, they better not be charging me for those boards.
I meant to tell you, I actually saw two of those last week on I-30. And it was on the digital board, so, you know, it's scrolling through every so often, every few seconds. And I saw it. I tried to get a photo of it for you, but I was too far away. And by the time I got my photo, it had already shifted on to a different ad.
You can forget about it with an iPhone or a smartphone.
Really?
There's something about the, we'll just call it, Alfie probably know better, the refresh rate with the LEDs on those billboards. Mm-hmm. The iPhone can't resolve it. It's like trying to, remember when you used to try and take pictures of a TV tube?
Oh, God, that was awful.
Alfie, you with me?
Yeah.
What words am I looking for?
You're using the right ones. Refresh rate.
So when you try and take a picture of one with a smartphone, or at least mine, all you get is like horizontal banding.
Gotcha. Just like the lines.
Yeah.
Pixels.
No. But regardless, don't waste your time trying to take a picture of it. Alfie, how do you do that? How would you take a picture? Would you have to use a regular reflex? What is it?
SLR?
Yeah, S them.
You could, but it's just the way that the iPhone records, the way I guess it scans the sensor on the camera, it's not synced up properly to the refresh rate of those billboard monitors.
But you could take a picture with a regular camera.
Yeah.
There's the banding that you get. See that on my phone, Dan? Well, just look at it. We're on the radio.
Act
like you see.
Yeah, that banding. It's right across there.
Well,
and not it's not pixels.
The top and the bottom are cut off, even though it's the whole billboard.
Gotcha.
How Officer Lonnie did it, I don't know.
Maybe he's got a better lens on his phone,
or he could have a newer iPhone.
Do they have a better refresh rate?
They have better cameras. I don't know specifically about how it records, but. Yeah.
His is pretty. There's no banding there.
Yeah. Which camera? Yeah, like you can see my phone from there. You see it on Dan's camera?
A little bit.
Yeah, there's a picture of a billboard.
Looks like pixels. I'm just kidding.
On the radio.
I wonder if the cost have changed on the billboards. If they... obviously, when you went to the new technology with the LEDs and the rotating boards... the cost might have gone up for the equipment. But after a while, you've eaten up all the costs, and now you don't have to pay anybody to go up there and pull the paper down and put up new paper and do the artwork and all the printing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if costs have come down on the boards.
I bet not. Yeah. I bet if anything...
I'll ask Rodney.
Yeah, I bet... because what they may say is, at the very least, stay the same, because...
we got electricity. We got to light those boards up.
That's right. The electricity.
Well, you used to have to have floods on them at night anyway, so that argument's out.
Stop making sense. Shut up. Swipe left. Swipe left. you distracted me. What was the other reason? It's a clearer display. More people will see it than before.
But it's not up all the time. It rotates with other ads.
That's why I think the price may stay about the same.
That sounds...
because they can squeeze more in. Whereas before, it'd be like, if you wanted Russ Martin Afternoons on a billboard, and that was pretty much it for like a month. Now they can get like five others in there.
So it should be cheaper.
Should be, but again, something tells me it's not. Especially if they put you as part of a billboard package, whereas instead of one billboard, say on I-30 in Grand Prairie, we can now put you on 820 in Hearst, in addition to everywhere else around the Metroplex.
And they don't even have to send anybody out to the boards. All that's fed through lines. Do you send them the artwork? They upload it to the board? You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet they Rodney over good. Our own company charged him to promote one of their stations.
That he's paying.
Anyway, so it still brings up the question. I wonder who's paying for the board with just my name on it, because I don't think Rodney would do that.
I have no idea. Maybe it's the occasional freebie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one, short of when we started here, ever seen one for the Eagle?
No. I've seen the little signs.
Well, you don't need one for the Eagle.
No. I've seen those little tiny billboards around people's cubicles here in the office. That they give you, but not an actual one on a highway.
We're talking about a model of a billboard.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a 125 scale of a billboard with Russ's name on it. I want you to walk around for 2 days with this. Shove it in people's face.
Go to the mall.
Mm-hmm. But my favorite was when we got on the Eagle doing mornings back in 2010, and we didn't have any T-shirts. So what they did was, and people were asking for them, so they took Lex and Terry morning T-shirts because the Lex and Terry was on the sleeve. So they cut the sleeves off those shirts, and the shirt still said 97.1 Eagle Mornings. Here's an RMS T-shirt.
That's awesome.
I don't remember that.
I had one on my chair.
I gave up asking about anything. I don't really care. It's just, and we don't get that. I even thought about that driving into work today because I had plenty of time to sit in traffic because the wreck at Bush and the tollway. Of, you really don't see radio station bumper stickers anymore. I looked at hundreds of cars while I'm sitting in traffic, and I didn't see one.
Yeah, it's very few now.
So maybe bumper stickers are antiquated.
Well, see,
and I've probably only gotten, since we've been here for 5 years, maybe an email per year. You guys got any bumper stickers?
Yeah.
I went, yeah, we've got some from Magic 102.9. And I don't mean now or whatever they call it. I mean Magic.
Right. Back in the
which
day.
Which I don't even know how many formats back that is.
I may have to go to a second hand.
Yeah.
It is now, right? 102.9?
Now.
But that's what it is.
Yes.
How do you explain it to somebody?
Buddy, I don't.
Because you have to go through the Who's on First bit every time.
You do. That's why
what
eventually.
What station are you listening to now? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Bro, that song. What are you listening to it on now? Yeah.
Eventually, you get to the 5 minute mark. You're so frustrated, you say, mix. It works.
Yeah, I think it was Magic was before the one, right before mix.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't care. But yeah, they look at our show. Well, you don't need any billboards. Look at the ratings.
Okay, that's another one of those that I feel like you could have just let go.
The FCC would have been with me?
Yeah, I think the FCC would have been like, you know, that was an excited utterance. He's cool.
Oh, no reason to promote the show. Number one in all the demos.
Why promote a show when it clearly promotes itself?
Holes.
We're actually among the worst when it comes to promoting ourselves.
Talking about us or the station?
Us. Because like other stations, other shows, they'll be active on social media coming up at 5, and they'll post it to their 20,000
well,
followers.
We don't know what's coming up at 5.
I know. That's why it, for us, it's like someone asked, hey, do you, man, I don't know.
What bits do you have planned for tomorrow? Some will be funny, most won't. Don even asked when he took over as PD of the Eagle, do you want to do any benchmarks of, you know, you do something at a certain time? I went, I don't know. Why? Well, we could sponsor that. I piss about 4 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call that a benchmark.
Yeah. I microwave food about 5:30.
I mean, if I could tell you what we're doing the next day, I'm not being a dick. If I could tell you, I would tell you. I got no clue. We go through the news. We pick out what we think we can milk. And then at the time we bag on the company. And if you want us to work your name into that, we can. Tomorrow, we're going to chew iHeart a new hole. Sponsored by Don Davis, our program director. He wrote a list of his complaints.
Yeah, I think I just heard the chair fall over in his office.
Okay. We don't need a break yet. Here are a couple of emails if you want.
Sure.
Or we can play audio, whatever you got.
Let me see. I'll read one of these emails. Hey. So, what's up with the monkey grinder mystery chick? It's actually a good question, something I'd written down to ask you today. I waited all damn day to hear what happened. I bet you told the guys but didn't tell us. So, what's up? You just can't make that mystery story thing up and not follow up. Spill the beans, bro.
I said I was in a quandary, and I hadn't decided.
So today, now, quandary? Yes, no?
Have I said anything about it?
No.
Maybe Kenzie knows. Maybe I confided in her.
Kenzie, you know anything about Russ having a date over the weekend? Getting some sort of amazing sex?
No, but they said monkey.
Am I going to have to play the clip?
Yeah.
I just love how so much happened just then.
Yeah.
She got stuck on monkey.
Monkey? Well. Did you sleep? You're asking me about sex, and all I heard was something about a monkey.
Russ has a new girlfriend. I heard girlfriend and monkey. Did you f*** a monkey?
It's a valid question.
I suppose, because the email just starts out with monkey grind or what?
Well, what's up with the monkey grinder mystery chick?
Oh.
Yeah.
Before the show yesterday.
Okay.
Before the opening music played, I played this. It was a beautiful Monday afternoon, or a cool Tuesday morning. And the problem, you get the concept, you know, sometimes in old detective movies, they do the voice.
That's, the cigar and the,
right.
Yeah.
Guy's leaning back in his chair, reflecting.
Yeah, like a fan going because it's hot outside.
Gotcha.
This is such a hot night.
The shadows really on the wall.
What, Chloe?
It's moving really slow.
What is?
The fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's vexed me all weekend, still preys heavily on my heart. Do I share with the guys the story of the beautiful woman I met and the weekend we spent? I'd run the risk of ruining a relationship. Do I share or keep it a secret? I was working my part-time job as a music organ grinder with my monkey underneath a sign that said, Bucky's coming soon. Business was slow. She walked by. Our eyes met. We went back to her place. She played the grinder and the monkey dance. And then I came in the room. The sex was exquisite. It was like an atomic explosion in my pants. There was nothing left but a shadow of my penis on the carpet. But the problem still exists. Do I share the story of my exotic weekend or keep it a secret forever? I was about to come to a conclusion, and then the show music started. So that's the way yesterday started.
I like it. Now I get it. You did not sleep with a monkey.
Yeah.
Got it.
I did no fudge a monkey.
No, monkey dance. While you had sex.
The monkey watched. And the monkey danced.
As he gave his little steel applause.
I think you should share the story.
And then I finished up, and I wiped my penis on his little vest. We tip him while he's dancing during sex.
I hope so.
We make him do that sugar plum fairy dance or something from Swan Lake. He does. You would die to see his Macarena.
Oh my God!
And line dancing, forget about it. He's got it. But I have no story because I haven't decided whether I want to talk about it or not. All my other relationships could have scat the bed because I talked about them on the air.
Do you think that's why?
I don't know. That's why I said I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
So have you decided if you like this girl enough or not? Is that the reason why you're contemplating? Do you really like her?
Obviously, he really likes her. Otherwise, he'd have told us about some amazing, you know, hookup he had over the weekend, and he didn't care about her.
True.
That's not the good music. Doesn't matter. I haven't decided yet. I still have to lean back and watch as the afternoon sun comes through my window. Or if it's Wednesday, the morning darkness comes into my office. I don't want to say anything just yet. Because I've already revealed too much, even just in that opening bit from yesterday.
Yeah, clearly it's just so much information.
It is plenty that I met somebody on the fly and then go home and the monkey watched.
You met her at Bucky's?
No, at a sign saying Bucky's coming soon. That's why business was slow.
What were you doing? What were you doing at a sign?
That's where I run my part-time job, the monkey grinding business.
By the sign?
Yeah. The grinder makes music. I don't grind up monkeys.
Yeah, he's not making sausage.
Yeah, or coffee. It ain't monkey books.
So you weren't...
I'd go to that.
I don't have any more questions.
I've said as much as I need to.
Oh.
And then it was Chloe, or I think it was Chloe. Hey, can I get that opening segment that Russ did right before the show? And Chloe just sent back. It's on RussMartin.fm.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alfie brought up, and he goes, I think there are clues all throughout that segment.
I still think so. I've been trying to research Bucky's history for the past few minutes.
Well, it could be Bucky's. It could be something with monkeys or...
The Bucky's thing, if you really think the Bucky's thing is some type of clue, Alfie, it may not be Bucky's itself. It may just be the logo, which isn't that like the...
It's the beaver.
The beaver.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's your clue.
You had beaver.
But they started reading stuff into the bit that even I hadn't thought about. Or had I?
Does she work at the zoo?
You mean the Dallas or the Fort Worth Zoo?
Yeah.
KZEW? Excuse me a second. I don't remember. I'm going to have to start smoking just for these conversations.
It's got to make sure you quit inhaling the flame from your Zippo.
It's my first time smoking. Doing flashbacks.
Imagine it burned.
Alvy, what is line one?
He has a theory on this.
Just tell me what his theory is.
He thinks that you're into some sort of new type of porn that you're embarrassed about and you don't want to tell us about it.
No, this is a physical human being that I'm referring to.
You'd tell us if it was porn.
Yeah. Why would I hide porn?
Mm-hmm. He brags about that.
Yeah.
And he's not ashamed of most of it. He says he's not into it, but we all know that he really...
I said I'm not into what?
Certain things. Like
well, I'm not into... I don't like the TT or the Pookies.
See,
I don't like that. I don't like anything with bondage or spanking or putting things in places.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is I didn't know about some of this stuff until I listened to you and heard... I didn't know the word scat until I heard you say it back in, like, 2000. And then I typed whatever you search back in 2000, because it was pre-Google. And the search came back, and I was scarred. So you've been into it for... You knew about it somehow.
I've been in radio for a long time. I'd learned words to dance around other words. And you can say scat.
Right.
Wait.
That's one reason I'm thinking about not really buying the new Dodge Challenger scat package, because that's what they call it.
That's what I'm going to think about.
Does it have a really big cross the side?
I don't know.
What is scat? I thought scat was just animal poop.
It can be.
That's what we're referring to.
Is it an action? Or a...
I guess if you say I... well, let's see. No, that would be a... What is it? Took a scat.
Yeah, I don't think it's a verb.
Scatting
usage
on one another.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Too much?
No, I don't think it's used that way. I think it's usually more of a noun.
Got it.
I thought it was kind of a rap.
That's is it called scatting? Like, maybe it is. Scatman like, Crothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Shooby Dooby Doo Bump and Dump.
Yeah.
Aerosmith does it one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, Steven Tyler could have been taking a
That Carruthers guy. Whew, man, that nickname just...
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-20 right at Campus Drive. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back from 35W. Also, Fort Worth southbound 35W between North Loop 820 and Meacham Boulevard. Highway there is still completely shut down due to that overturned sand truck. Traffic is completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway. All traffic is being forced off onto westbound 820. It's about a two-hour delay through all that mess. Don't even bother. Into Carrollton, northbound I-35 onto Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the Beltline. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at the tollway. Still got that overturned lumber truck blocking the exit ramp. Traffic there is completely jacked up back from Frankfort Road. Don't even bother with that. Try taking Preston, but I can guarantee that will be jacked up as well. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, skies will be clear, a low of 50. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 68. Right now, it's 76 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Klo got asked out again by the gay sales guy.
Uh-huh. But not just anything.
What do you mean? You know?
Word travels, Klo.
Who's this guy talk to besides me?
Alfie sits right next to you.
It's not CIA word.
But Alfie wasn't even there.
That didn't make any difference. You don't know if he's recording stuff when you're not there. He snoops, he steals. He has no redeeming qualities. He's loyal.
Damn straight.
He doesn't steal from us. That would be stupid. That would be cannibalistic.
Mm-hmm.
And what difference does it make? Maybe we know somebody in sales. You know, Alfie is always down on the second floor talking to sales. So what's the big switch with this? You said it's not just asking him out again.
Because it's for Saturday.
So?
Saturday's Valentine's Day.
You go get some...
Now, who says I'm going out? It's Valentine's Day. Even if I wanted to go out on Valentine's Day, it was going to be an absolute nightmare on that night.
Are you dating somebody right now?
What's that? No. Well, yes. Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Sorry, man. I think your ship's already gone.
Well, he could have immediately said that the first time the sales guy asked him out.
He could have, but he didn't.
You know, I appreciate it, but I'm dating somebody, and that should have ended everything. And you know. Believe me, fella, if, you know, I was gay, you'd be mine. But I'm not, and I'm dating somebody. Why'd you just tell him that?
I told him, I was like, dude, it's Valentine's Day. And he was like, so? I was like, well, it's like, I don't know what I...
Do you have plans?
No, I know I don't have plans.
Well, then why don't we go out for some drinks?
Well, no, I don't really want to go out for drinks on, Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Big gulps.
Valentine's is a decent night to go out.
Why not just let's go hang out on Sunday and just whatever.
Because then the moment is over. I want to wake up in the warm afterglow of your semen.
Wow.
Not so much.
Not so much what?
Just like how he just asked about it so casually. Hey, would you hang out Saturday? I'm like, no, it's Valentine's Day. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so he didn't.
Let's go have drinks.
Yeah, he didn't ask you out for Valentine's Day. He just said, hey, let's go do something Saturday.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think...
But you don't have plans. You said you don't have plans.
No.
Do you not like me?
Of course.
Te amo.
It's almost like Russ was there.
Mm. Mm.
And you? I like you, Aki.
No, you don't have to like me, Aki.
I want to take this. And put it in IE.
You need to vamanos. Rapido.
I don't need no reason to. I don't vamanos until I'm done.
Mm.
When I'm done shoveling this in IE.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
You're not helping me if you're as gross as he is. You got to try and sell this.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get back in.
Let me in there and finish and make the pie of cream.
Oh my God!
Oh, see, God. Really?
Yeah, you've done a great job.
You make it difficult.
Yeah, dude.
Alicia's in here working on the video stream because the hard drive filled up. She's going, I really wish I could stand on the outside of this window, even though we're three floors up.
It'd be a lot more appropriate.
Do these windows open? He keeps asking you out. Either just tell him, no, I'm not gay. I'm dating somebody. I don't have time on the weekends. I DJ parties. Tell him something instead of just leaving hanging.
When I told him, I was like, dude, Valentine's Day is not cool. And I described to him the reason why. It's like, dude, it's Valentine's Day. I don't want to really go out.
Well, why is it not cool?
Yeah. Because I...
Maybe he doesn't... He has no intentions of taking...
What is IKE and putting it in IE?
IE? What the hell's IE?
IE is there. Oh. IKE is here.
Okay. All right.
Drop down your pants. Vamos a ver.
I don't... Dang, look at you. I don't want anybody...
I know short phrases.
Okay. I don't want anybody to assume that there's something IKE and IE and IA and everything else on that night. What if somebody sees me out?
Hang on a second. I got to do some video work here. Alvy.
Yo.
Hit accept on the connect to the TriCaster. My computer. Got it. Okay. That should take care of it. Okay. We're rolling? Streaming? Turn the stream on. It's recording.
Yes.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia. Yay.
You're welcome to stay if you want. We're just going to talk about Chloe and his a-hole.
I'll do that all day anyway.
That's right. She sits right next to Chloe and Alfie. And I said, you know, if she ever wants to call HR, because Chloe and Alfie don't know from mute,
mm-hmm.
Everything is,
now F that guy.
And it's not just F. It's the whole word.
Oh, yeah.
I walked by and went, if she ever wants to call San Antonio where HR is, you guys are gone, and I can't save you.
Mm-mm. And all she's got to do is just record for just like 20 seconds. That's really all it would take.
And I asked her one day, I went, does any of this bother you? She goes, f them.
Thank God, otherwise it'd be I Heart Alicia.
Sometimes yep. Alicia could be just as hardcore, though.
But yeah, but all she's got to do is record you guys, and then isn't that where HR is, San Antonio? You don't think we have to have HR? She goes, I don't think we have one. That's probably why you're not in trouble. She thinks right. We don't have human resources.
She doesn't know where to look.
Okay, we don't.
Yeah. But they are. They're loud.
I've heard them. I'm down the hall in my office, so there's like a door and glass and everything, and I hear them sometimes. I'm thinking that today's going to be the day. Someone's going to say something.
Well, I don't think she's the person that would be call HR. We like to be loud on purpose. Well, Alfie does.
Is there a reason?
Yeah.
Why? I notice a lot of times Alicia just wears headphones. She's sitting at her computer doing web design or...
Yes.
Whatever.
Or watching Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how we get her to work on our video stream. I'll buy you Netflix and Hulu.
6 months, Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus?
Yeah, good stuff. Nothing but the finest.
You want something to drink? You like vodka? No?
Okay. You can leave if you want to. You can stay. Either way, you don't have to worry about the door. Oh, okay, yeah, stay.
Hey, here you get it 30 seconds in advance as opposed to out there.
So, you going to go out with a gay sales guy?
Not on Saturday.
Why? Well, why? The day means nothing.
Would you go out with...
She's mad.
Yeah, as soon as you said gay sales guy, she could not get out of here fast enough.
Would you want to hang out with any of your guy friends on Saturday?
And well, you're, I care. I got nothing to do. I say... Chuck from the band said, yeah, you want to go over some songs or something on Saturday? Yeah, fine. I got nothing to do.
I mean, like out in public.
Hey, you want to go play at some pub? I need a guitarist. Okay.
Well, playing's different. You go have dinner with Chuck mm-hmm. on Saturday night?
I go have dinner, lunch, brunch. I don't know why it makes any difference. I am secure in my sexuality. Whichever way I decide to go each day.
Whoa. Chloe, you're not typically one to care about other people's opinion of you, especially strangers. You paint your toenails.
First time I met you, you were wearing half of a pant leg on your head.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
That you don't care what other people think about you. Walk around with a pant leg on your head, people are going to say things.
Well, here's something we've missed.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't want to do anything out in the open. What if he asked you back to his apartment where no one can see?
Ooh, he's good.
Well, that's
why I get to sit here.
Amen.
Well, we're talking about going and hanging out and not going out on some... No, no.
Why do you ask Kenzie? She's normally fair-minded about all this.
Mm-hmm.
Very childlike.
Mm.
Naive.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline retarded.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah, so if you...
So
if,
ask her.
If you...
Yeah, well, hang on. You see anything wrong with it?
No.
So you wouldn't think that two guys...
She just said no. You think she's stupid? She didn't understand the question?
I don't know.
Why don't you piss everybody off up here?
Does she know what she's answering?
Yes. Is it weird if you see two guys hanging out together as friends on Valentine's Day? And absolutely not. That's the day where all the single guys should come together as a group and be like, yeah, we're single, but we're not going to be depressed. Let's go do guy stuff. Same with girls.
It's too late for the joke now, but
mm-hmm. I was
everybody thought about it.
Yeah.
Come together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
Right now.
No. Not over anybody.
Yes. Why?
No.
Chloe, it's not going to be awkward looking if you're out hanging out with a guy. It's people might begin to whisper if you start, touching hands or kissing.
Well, yeah, I don't plan on doing that. What if he tries to start to make a move and somebody sees that?
Well, you tell him I'm not gay.
What if it's too late?
Well, what is too late? You gotcha. Can't defend yourself.
Too late. What if
just tell him no.
We go to someplace everybody knows, and all of a sudden, we saw some person reach it. We got the whole thing on video. It's on YouTube. 10 million hits. really? Hey.
Just don't dress provocatively.
Well, I don't plan on dressing provocatively.
Don't wear your Daisy Dukes and some cutoff. Wear something that says, I'm not available, like a nice sundress.
No. Not wear that. Now, if we were to go out on Saturday.
If you're doing something on Saturday, what?
If I'm wearing the manliest thing I could find.
You're going to get your hair cut differently?
No.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
There will be no together of any sort of
come on.
Direction.
George Harrison wants you to.
No. Who's George Harrison?
Really?
Beatles.
Oh, that's the Beatles song I forgot. Mm. Aerosmith. See, you got me all flustered. I don't know who's who.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Aerosmith covered it.
Yeah. Fine. Joe Perry.
So, what if it's just lunch? Did he say what time of the day on Saturday? Did he specifically say Saturday night?
No. Okay. I don't know why I assumed that, but that's what he said.
Maybe it's what you wished for.
Mm. What did I wish for?
You wish for it to be Saturday night.
I don't wish for it to be Saturday.
Why'd you just immediately assume? Did he say, hey, you want to do something Saturday? And you assumed, oh, well, he must mean Saturday night because I'm Clovis.
Oh, yeah.
I'm desirable. I'm a good time.
And probably what you wanted, you wanted him to ask you out for Saturday night specifically for Valentine's Day because in that way it makes you feel special. I've heard of chicks doing that before. Like, they may have zero interest in the guy, but they want to be asked out just so they feel special.
Tell you what. What if you go out with him, and Dan and I go along with you?
And me.
Okay.
That way
the three of us can get video and make money on YouTube.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez.
Because we'll hold you down on the pinball machine.
At first I said yes, but now, no.
So wrong.
Make it look like a porn.
It will be a porn.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's not. Yeah, it's porn.
No.
It's performing, though. See, if you do it and there are no cameras or anybody else around, now that's just weird. But if you let us watch with cameras and lights, then it's a performance. See, you're off the hook.
Pretend.
No, there's lots of other people that get filmed in a performance in which they're not too crazy about it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to know why you don't go out with this guy and why Saturday's a big deal. Because if he's into you, he's going to want to bang you either Saturday night or Sunday night. The day has no meaning.
I was thinking Sunday during the day. Once again, I don't know where it came from. So I don't know why.
He can still get in there Sunday during the day.
I don't want him in there Sunday during the day.
Why not?
We just want to go hang out. Why do we got to have this, like, things going on? When does that have to happen?
Because I want to party with you.
Is this sales guy even Hispanic? We'll say yes.
He kind of looks. He could he pass
might,
for
he,
it.
Yeah, he might be. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not even sure what his last name is.
Oh, okay. Not that it matters. I just like the accent.
I am Hispanic now. Think of me as exotic. Okay. We will have exotic sex.
And
that's when I will put what I have aquí en allí.
Yo no quiero.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't know in Spanish the yes nod, but
it was a good one.
Yeah, yo no quiero.
Te quiero.
Yo estoy.
Drop your pants and vamos a ver. Let's see what you're packing.
No. Why are you?
Let me
why
see
do
your,
you want to so bad?
Let me see your hole of buttons.
I might let you see it.
I can say that.
Yep, you can.
But you shall not enter.
You'll let him see it?
But how much just to look at it?
Look at it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Your hole of buttons.
50 pesos.
My God.
3 chiclets.
And 25 pesos? All
right, now we're negotiating.
About this frog that I carved from a rock.
Maybe if you throw in the blanket.
No blankie.
Not even one without the fringes?
No. I don't know who you are. Who you think you are? Ricky Martin?
Well, we got to get negotiating here.
You are not living La Vida Loca.
Just, you know, you want to see the hole, so.
The hole? What hole?
That's what we're negotiating for, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The hole. I must see the hole.
Yes. So where are we
and
at?
And then we will go back to my place.
Uh-huh.
After I look at your hole of buttons. We will dance around to music from Dancing with the Stars.
I can't dance that well.
That's okay. So your dancing is of no consequence.
Yeah.
Because you will be a part of my extinction.
I don't want to be led around that way.
It always looks funny. It kills at parties. I'm holding you up with my dingus.
No,
leaning back. Your arms and legs are out. You could even do the thing with the Russian dance where you cross your arms and kick your legs. Think of all the magical moments we are missing.
Oh, my God. No, there'll be no attaching or, no Russian dancing.
Why do you just assume I'm into your body? Maybe I enjoy your intellect.
But you asked to see my hole.
I'm just curious what it looks like. You seem like someone would have a unique hole of buttness.
Mm. Yeah, it might just be his hobby.
Yes, I collect pictures of holes.
Well, you cannot have a picture of it.
Why no picture?
You only look.
I will make sure that your face is no in the shot.
I just don't want anybody taking a picture of my hole.
Many holes. No. I have some from some celebrities, some from friends. I have a picture of Pat Summerall.
So where do you keep these pictures of holes?
In my album.
I'm curious to see these pictures of holes.
It's my full album. What are you, stupid?
I'm just curious to see what an album of holes looks like.
What do you think it would look like? It looks like that.
Which celebrities do you have?
Adrian Zemed.
Okay. Anybody else?
Michelle Nichols. Star Trek.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I hate Star Trek.
Is that Uhura?
Uhura.
Yeah.
See? Yes.
I don't know who Hooray is.
The black chick on Star Trek. The only black chick on Star Trek.
Okay. I never watched Star Trek. Who else? I'm really
Michael Hutchins.
Damn, that's a good one.
Oh, man. I'd like to see his hole.
I have a picture of Kermit's hole.
The frog?
Yes.
Isn't it just stitching?
Yeah, mostly it looks like he's getting feasted.
And it hits him.
All right, we're late. We got a break here.
We'll be back to to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
504, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alpi Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Account Temps. Traffic sucks really, really bad right now. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush. Right at the toll, we still got that overturned lumber truck blocking the exit. Traffic there's jacked up back from Frankfort Road. It's probably going to be there all evening long, so just avoid that if you can. In Carrollton, north on I-35, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is jacked up back at 635. Moving to Cedar Hill, southbound 67, right at Wintergreen Road. Actually, right at Joe Wilson Road. Highway there completely shut down due to an accident at Wintergreen. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from I-20. The same accident has northbound lanes jacked up. That has you backed up back from Beltline Road. In Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at campus, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from 35W. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820 between Marine Creek Parkway and Azle Avenue. Highway there and the service road is shut down due to an accident. Traffic is jacked up in the area. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, clear skies, 50 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny. A high around 68. Right now, 76. A 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Guy on line one is calling about closed gay date.
Yes, Rob.
Hey, I really think he should go on that date for Valentine's. A few years ago, me and a buddy of mine were having like a little anti-Valentine's Day out, bar hopping stuff. And he met a girl out while we bar hopping, and they're actually getting married next week.
See, Clo?
Yeah, like that happens every single a Valentine's Day to I'm every sure, single I'm two sure, guys.
You know they're, I guarantee it won't happen if you don't go.
Oh, yeah, that's easy to say.
It's easy to say because it's accurate.
Yeah.
So what kind of guarantee do you put on this?
That nothing will happen if you don't go. You're not going to meet anybody.
So what if I go out with a chick friend who plays the role as a wing chick?
She'll scare off everybody. Yeah. You take a girl. No other girl will come up around because she will scare everybody off,
especially on Valentine's.
And when two guys go out, the girls are usually like, you know, oh, they're just out here trolling.
Oh my god! But you gotta have a little class about it.
Yeah, you can't walk around with your pants down to your ankles, going, "Vamos a ver."
So what if the guy?
Thanks,
gets,
Rob. Leave him alone.
You can what if all you want.
Either tell the guy you're not gay and don't go. Or go. I think that's really where we are with all of this. After a half hour of wasted airtime,
I think he's got the hint that I'm not.
Why does he need a hint? Why don't you just tell him? This is not one of those situations where I'm trying to be nice to listeners when the creatures email me. Go look. Here's a picture of me. I believe I'm your type. Well, possibly to clear my field if I wanted something to eat all the grass, but to go out with, no. But at least I'm nice to them in the beginning until they keep pushing it, and finally I'll just go. Look, I hate you. I'm married.
But, and also, too, like, all you guys are assuming that he's just gay and he wants me. Maybe he doesn't, you know, because he hasn't said that he wants me.
Then what are you worried about?
That puts us back right to where Russ was saying. You have to tell him one way or the other.
So, what?
Go or don't.
I don't tell all. If I meet some person that's I just want to hang out with, whatever, and it's a guy, I don't tell him, hey, I'm not gay.
Go.
Automatically.
Or don't.
Okay. I'm not going.
I don't really care.
Okay. I'm not going on, especially not on Saturday.
Yes, you'll go on Saturday.
No, I'm not going on Saturday. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm the evil Clo. Go on Saturday.
No.
I'm the nice Clo. Go on Saturday. Get some weenie.
Hang on.
Sounded unanimous between the two shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two angels want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I think you're worried about your own sexuality.
No, I'm not worried about my sexuality.
Well, if somebody asked me to go out, I knew, regardless of what happened, no matter how drunk I got, I'm not going to go, all right, let's just experiment once. Did you just do that run around outside?
Yeah.
Don't put it in. You can massage my back since there ain't no bra to take off.
That's actually kind of where I thought Rob's call was going. But, oh, we did. Me and a buddy of mine decided to go out, and next thing you know, we realized we were into each other. I thought they were doing like they had an accidental broke back Valentine.
We went to Escapade 2000.
Oh, jeez.
We danced with our curly-toed boots.
Mm-hmm.
Then we looked in each other's eyes and realized we're for each other. You're my soulmate. Let's go home and make creme de something. Different language, isn't it?
I think so. I think you're doing
French.
We'll
make creme de la poopoo.
There'll be no creme de la poopoo. Yo, yeah, no. It's okay. I will not realize that I like you all of a sudden.
I don't know. I don't know why there's this two-stepping going on all around it.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, when he asked you out any of the times, let's just focus on this last one.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said, you know, what, you know, why, what for? I mean, there's a way to go about it, but you know, under what pretense?
No, he just said.
You could just say, is this a date or are we just hanging out?
And he brought up he was gay for a reason.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to a country bar? Feel like a man.
Oh, jeez, really?
Yeah, got a dance floor.
Especially,
Do line dancing. Can't you do line dancing? You don't have to have a chick with you, right?
No, line dancing is ideal. It's a whole group of people.
Everybody say you're straight. Well, that's great, but you ought to try something new.
Yeah.
Because you got a spot in a place.
We may have to add this to the band set list because it's got steel guitar.
Yeah, I'm line dancing now.
Yeah.
This is great.
In the rear.
So, buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how.
Man, I would love to be at Gillies or
Red
Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Play this song and just watch all the necks stop and go, the hell's that about?
Hey.
It's a good tune. It's got good steel guitar, but it sounds like these fellas carried it a little too far. What is it, Kenzie?
Who sings this?
What's it say? Jeff Stryker.
Yeah.
He's a gay porn star.
Oh.
I don't know why he didn't do a country album. He sounds as good as, no offense, Luke. What?
I thought he was a comedian or something.
No.
If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. Let's do it doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Don't you see how good that feels?
Yeah. Here comes Steel.
Dogs.
You should make your new steel guitar player learn this one.
I'm trying to hang on to him for a while.
All right. Here's your first tune, Terry.
I thought he already passed the audition with the other songs.
Mm.
Actually, there was a guy from Billy Bob's that emailed me wanting this song a while back. He said he
pop you on the pooper?
Yes, and he could not find it. Could not find the version that you have.
I forgot where I got the 3-minute version. For a while, all we had was like a 60-second cut, and there, for whatever reason, there's a different mix that's a little more, if it's believable, a little more country.
Yeah.
Why does he want it?
I don't know.
If he would shoot video, the guy from where?
Billy Bob's.
Yeah. If he would shoot video of how the crowd responded when he plays it.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. I'll email him back and go, hey, if you do this, then we'll give the song to you.
Looks like the scene straight out of Animal House.
Otis! My man!
We are gonna die. If I was you, I think I'd be leaving. What a good idea. That's a video that could go viral pretty fast.
God, yes.
Because you'd have 40, 50 guys out on the dance floor with their girls and just stop and go.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome to see them. They grab the girl, head to the dance floor, get going.
Yeah, because
and then
it'll get you out there.
Yeah.
Because it's got a, what did I do with it? It's got a good intro. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah, honey, let's go.
Oh, that's a new song. Oh, that's good.
We can scoop this.
You're just twirling around the whole dance floor.
Anybody say you're straight, well, that's great, but you ought to try something new.
What?
Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot, and it likes to be tickled, too. I got a one to
maybe,
drop on your
maybe we should go sit down. Kenzie, you've never heard us play this?
No.
I don't think we played it in a few years.
It's not.
Let me pop you in the pooper buddy until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll
yeah, because you're right. It's a long intro, so they sort of get ramped up and they get moving pretty quickly as far as their two-stepping and their spinning and the twirling. And then once that first chorus hits, I think you'd be there'd be stoppage.
Yeah, just let the chick go and run.
They start looking around like, hey.
Let's get out there and do the electric
slide.
Electric slide. Did it? No. This song sounds like it needs lube.
Oh, no. It's the electric glide.
All right. Alfie, do I want to take in? Those are they trying to be as stupid as we are?
They're not trying to be stupid.
Okay. And 5:16, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. Birthdays today from Twilight. Taylor Lautner is 23. From Game of Thrones and the new Hunger Games movie, Natalie Dormer turns 33. Matthew Lawrence is 35. He's Joey's brother, and he's also starred in Gimme a Break with Nell Carter. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park in Fort Minor is 38. Cherokee, the porn star, she turns 39 today. She's been in 156 films, including Slippin' in the Darkness and Charlie Mack and the Big Butt Chocolate Factory. Damian Lewis from Homeland and Band of Brothers is 44. Jennifer Aniston turns 46 today.
Really?
Uh-huh. Porn star PJ Sparks is 46. She starred in Muffy the Vampire Lair. Sarah Palin, 51. Sheryl Crow, 53. Jeb Bush is 62, probably running for president. Burt Reynolds, 79. Tina Louise is 81.
Ginger. Gilligan's Island.
That's right. And as you had mentioned earlier, Leslie Nielsen, today is his birthday. Passed away back in 2010. And the marker, you were right, on his gravestone says, let her rip.
Have you ever thought about what you want on yours? I have no bit written for this.
No, I have many times, and usually it comes up, it'll be some random saying, and then I think, ooh, I'd like that on my tombstone. But no, I got nothing yet. I mean, if someone had to pick the thing or phrase that I say the most, it would be GD with an exclamation point.
That's all you want is Daniel O'Malley, birth date, death date, and then just in quotes. Well, damn it.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, because if I'm not saying that's what I would want, but if left to their own devices, family might be, well, this is, he said this quite a bit. This is him.
He has his last words.
Yeah.
I think I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Well, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Either that or something on the lines of, if there's beans, it's not chili.
Oh, just one last stab.
Ha ha, last word.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
If you took just all the random phrases from this show and had to pick one, and I can't think of anything right now.
Oh, jeez.
I never gave Burl Ives a reach around.
It's the paint line.
The paint? Oh, what did I say? It's like sitting around watching paint try to stay wet. Chloe actually wrote that down, I think, stuck it on the cork board over here.
I was just looking for it because I remember seeing it up there a few months ago, and I don't see it now, but there's a light in front. But yeah.
And then there's those things you really can't put into words that put into text, like the calling the God's residence.
Oh. Believe I'm going to call God right now. Phone's ringing.
Hello. Damn it, residence.
See? You can't.
Oh, well, you can have that on the tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
He went to live in the Dammit residence.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Go ahead, Daniel. Okay.
A teenager in Texas was fired from her job before she could even start it at a local pizza parlor. On Friday, Twitter user Sella was complaining about starting a new job at Jet's Pizza in Mansfield. She wrote, "Ew, I start this F-ass job tomorrow."
And she actually named the company?
Not in that tweet, no.
Okay.
But someone who works there knows her, I suppose. And they let the owner know, and the owner got on Twitter and saw it and responded back to her and says, "No, you don't start that F.A. job today. I just fired you. Good luck with your no money, no job life." The owner is Robert Waffle. He's the owner of the Jets Pizza in Mansfield. Maybe Waple. I apologize either way, Robert.
How do you spell it?
W-A-P-L-E.
Probably Waple.
Probably. He told the Daily Mail that an employee at Jets alerted him of the offensive tweet, and he decided to take a look for himself.
Well, didn't mention the name of the company. Maybe she's got two part-time jobs. I believe I would ask that before I pop somebody.
Maybe he did, and they just jumped ahead in the story to that part. But I...
Oh, you know what she was complaining about.
Right.
I don't know why she thought, okay, was she using her real name in her Facebook or tweet or whatever?
Yeah, it was on Twitter. I think it was her real name, and there's a photo of her. So the owner was able to look at it and go, okay, that's the girl that's supposed to start, but no. Not going to happen now.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for her to start her work. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
She hadn't to do. How old is she?
See, I don't know, but it says teenager, so.
Okay. Probably one of her first part-time jobs.
And what I thought was interesting was when I first saw this, there were all these different replies that were, of course, green cat by different news places. And there were people actually on both sides of this. Some people saying, "You go, girl. You don't need that job anyway." Or you know, this you find a better job. This is meant to be. You'll find something better.
Now, this is not one of those situations of one door closes, another one opens. That's a phrase that'll get you run down in a 2010 Challenger. Those do absolutely. Those phrases. I mean, it's everything is a new opportunity. No, it's not. Sometimes you get fired. There's no new opportunity that comes along. If you've got a good work ethic, you probably wouldn't have got fired to begin with.
And then people were...
Or a relationship. If, you know, you get a chick that dumps you and somebody goes, "Hey, you know, another bus, I really will vivisect you."
Mm-hmm.
And walk around in a prancy fashion. I don't know.
That's okay. And then other people's taking her side, saying to the guy... Not knowing that he's the owner of the place, "Oh, I'm sure you're real big on your life, you know, being a manager at a pizza place." And people are knocking this guy for running his business. It's amazing how this little things like this, they blow up and then it brings out the trolls and everyone's got an opinion on both sides.
Well, if all this is accurate, just do you have a picture of the tweet?
Yeah, it's tiny though.
Okay. This on the right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I start this F... It's blurred out, so the F word?
Yes.
Ass?
Yes.
F-ass job tomorrow with like 6 or 7 thumbs down. Yeah, and then there's her picture. Okay. Well, if I've spent my money, and I'm going to guess, because I've never heard of Jet's Pizza, it's probably a family-owned store.
It's a local place, yeah.
It's not like a franchise. Even a franchise, you got to put up some of your own money.
Mm-hmm.
He's put up his own money. "I'm not going to trust you around my customers or my cash or making the food." He's got every right to go on there and go, "Yeah, look, I just brightened your weekend. You got the whole weekend free. Go hang out with Dan Lewis."
Damn.
I don't know why. And I don't think this is generational. I just think it's... Some people like to work and some people don't. I couldn't wait for my first weekend when I started at Wendy's when I turned 16.
See,
I'd go up there sometimes on Friday nights when they were really busy because they were really close to the house, like within walking distance.
Right.
Like 20 seconds walking distance. I go up there because I had nothing else to do. I go work for free.
Mine was more of a slow build. It's like I didn't have to do the fast food job because I just, if I could find a way to avoid it, I did. But... I went to my job, but I didn't exactly, you know, just love going.
I love going to work. Didn't matter what it was, except working with my dad. That one I hated. Especially after we had the TV show on Fox, then it goes off the air. He goes, yeah, you want to help me during the summer since you got nothing to do, TV boy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, I've worked with him enough. I worked with him enough as a kid where I could, you know, cut tile, set tile, you know, grout, whatever. But then he's got to bring it up to the homeowners. My boy right there used to be on TV. Do you little TV dance there, boy. TV dance. And they go outside and mix some mud. Do it right this time. Mm. And just to point out, he's so stupid he can't mix mud. Well, what he meant was dirt, water, and concrete
mm-hmm.
with the right mixture. But he called it mud, so the people all thought I was retarded. And I always made the mistake of riding with him, so I was stuck there.
Jesus.
But then one day, hand to God, something out of a Three Stooges segment, there was a blotch on a piece of tile that we had laid. It had done the whole wall, and there was just one in the middle. And you didn't want to pull it out because we've already grouted and everything was already starting to set. Tried to clean it, and it spent like a half an hour, then realized it was coming through the shade of the window.
Oh, God.
I looked at it and went, what now? Owner?
Woo!
President? Martin Ty?
Yeah.
You're so smart.
You believe I go outside and mix mud, and why don't you see if you can erase some more shadows, dumb f***. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Single traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at the tollway. We've got that overturned lumber truck blocking the exit ramp to go north there. That's traffic jacked up back to Frankfort Road. It's not going to be open anytime soon, so just try taking Preston or something like that. In Plano, northbound 75, just before Park, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Plano Parkway. In Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back to 635. In Cedar Hill now, southbound 67, right at Wintergreen Road, all lanes there have now been reopened. Traffic still jacked up back from Hampton Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, right at Trinity Boulevard, still got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Bridge Street. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Tonight, clear skies, 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 70. Right now, though, 75. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Actually, I think this would be this clip from Terry White, who came up last Friday and auditioned for the steel guitar
mm-hmm.
for the band. Kenzie would be a good person to test this on, since she's into the death goth black heavy metal.
Yes.
No.
Colored rock.
Yeah.
Wrong.
But you like the
hardcore. Hardcore.
Okay. But you can also appreciate country music, just yes. like I like Motorhead. I like Def Leppard, like Aerosmith, and Merle.
That's right.
Yeah, you got me into Merle and all those other ones.
When she came over a couple of weekends ago, we got a couple of my guitars down. What were we trying to learn? Was it the Buck Owens?
Buck.
Yeah. Kenzie, just think about her.
That is so jacked up.
Somebody with the no offense, cute, tattoos into anything that's alternative.
And if it's
and
a
goth.
Yeah, and if it's a metal show in, you know, and if it's a metal show, she's in the mosh pit.
I'm not goth though. Let's not get it twisted.
But you'll admit country's on the other end of the spectrum.
Oh yeah. I'm just taking goth out there. Everything else can stay.
See, where did I put it? So we took Chuck and I recorded Johnny B. Goode a long time ago for a bumper. Mm-hmm. So on the fly, I asked Terry, I went, just see if you can play with this. He goes, well, what key is it in? I went, I don't know. Pick one and just hang on.
Okay.
So he did this on the fly.
On the fly. No rehearsal.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
What?
That pull, that twang, that's just like pure country. He's amazing. That was incredible.
And you can like that the hardest heavy metal you want, but
that's awesome.
You can't deny that. I don't think we're going to put it in every song when we finally play the White Trash Party 8-9 months away.
Mm-hmm.
I did get an email from him, from Terry, during the break. He goes, man, I got to draw the line someplace. About making him learn Pop You in the Pooper.
Oh, okay.
I sent back, come on, I think it's key of A, like ho.
Of course it is.
That's great. I did see one band one time, though. It was a country-esque feel, and they had a steel guitar player.
Yeah, a lot of them seem to have those.
Yeah, country-esque bands do sometimes.
Well, it was.
This is our steel-esque guitar player.
It wasn't country. It was blue rock.
Rockabilly? Blues,
rock, sort of. It was Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures. But they had a steel guitar, and they sounded kind of country.
Oh, Chuck, our band manager, sent me a clip of some black band. I don't even know what the song was. I was just watching. They had a black steel guitar player. And it was some type of... I mean, not hard rap, but it's rap.
Huh.
And that brother was wearing that thing out.
Really?
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
He was all pimped up and just beating that steel guitar like you would beat a steel guitar.
Yeah. Wow.
Moving it, kicking it around, just wearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to turn the mics off for this.
Oh, that actually, it paints a lovely photo.
So I sent that clip to Chuck because he wasn't up here the day that Terry came up. I just sent that clip, and the email went, can I keep him, Daddy? I feed him. I'll take care of him myself.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he say?
I get to keep him.
Good.
Right on.
And we tested him out on a few different things just to see how he would adapt. He played the steel guitar to Batman.
What?
I don't have the clip.
Now that's something that I want to hear.
No, come to the White Trash Party in 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
I think I'll be there.
Yeah. And Kenzie's adamant. She goes, I'm going to learn those songs on guitar. If you're going to do a country segment, I went, yeah, we'll still do all our rock songs, but we'll have, like, we have an Elvis segment. We'll do a country segment.
Yeah.
She goes, I got to learn the Buck and the Merle.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be jamming.
And just to listen to that come out of Kenzie.
Yeah, because that is the type of music you hate, right? Country.
Yes.
So why all of a sudden you embrace this?
Because, and I've always said this, I like old school country. Not the current new stuff like Luke Bryan and...
Bitch, what's wrong with you? Man, that came out fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
He was already sitting on that when she said new. Are you still twisted? You didn't win anything at the Grammys?
Well, hell yeah. And then I got these stupid kids running around. I'm a metal. I love golf. Well, I don't like new country. Man, new country is awesome.
I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it? You probably hadn't even tried. Do you even know one of my songs?
I do.
Which one?
The Shake It for Me.
That doesn't count. I sang that in here. You mean another one? See, you don't know. I have lots of beautiful. I have lots of beautiful songs.
Okay, sing me one that you think I'll like.
No, you don't get a free show.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
But you love your metal stuff. You love your white makeup and your eyeliner and your goth stuff. There's only one goth. That's Garth Brooks.
Shake your hand.
Yeah, we got your knuckles on that one.
Thank you.
I want air knuckles.
Air pound. Love air. That was.
I want that saved on a recording for me.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you sounded adamant about it.
Well, it's because it's true, damn it.
It's like, there's only one country on this planet, and that's the United States of America. Same thing, but there's only one Garth.
Well, that's right, Garth Brooks.
I was waiting for it. That was amazing.
And every time Kenzie and I would try and rehearse, like, the buck thing. Every time I'd hit the first key, whatever it is, G, I'd look down, kind of like Merle does when he's impersonating Buck.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd start laughing. She goes, "All right, I lost the key again." Went, "All right, here we go. Ready? Doom. Oh, the sun's," and then she's gone again. We cannot learn anything if you just keep giggling.
Yeah, I think she's going to keep giggling.
Yeah.
Can't believe you don't like any new stuff. One song you know of mine, it's because I sang it in here.
I've heard, I don't know what they're called, but I've heard.
It's called Music, you dumb woman. Yeah, that's right. Where are my lyrics?
Better hurry up, Slip. That was a good one, that's a good,
Oh, I found them. Come on.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna drop my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor.
Up on the toolbox, it don't matter.
Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing.
Is this kind of like
a young buck sitting in the
hump down? Kind of like your U2 version. Now U2, some of their songs, they sound like Bono just got on the phone. I can't make it into the studio.
Yeah, he phoned it in. He's saving children in other countries, so he just calls in and does his.
I mean, some of their stuff really sounds like it was on the phone.
Phone me, Kenzie, shake it for me. Yeah, shake it for me.
I love this song. Country girl, shake it for me. Shake it for me.
Shake it for me. I won a CMA Entertainer of the Year.
You didn't win anything at the Grammys.
Hell no, I wasn't even nominated. That bitch Miranda Lambert. She's always winning stuff. It's bad enough she wins the ACMs, the MCAs, the RCAs, the DVDAs.
Not like her.
Alfie got it.
I'm trying to do hand signs.
She also won the ATMs.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, that's probably Mayor Price on the hotline.
Man, it's about to get awkward. I'm serious. Miranda Lambert, she always wins everything.
I'll bet you Mayor Price knows who Luke Bryan is. So we'll tell her that he's in the studio.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she just hung up. Let me get her back.
Man, I don't blame her. I'm a dirty man. She probably turned up the radio and said, not in the middle of this bit.
Well, I texted her, and she'd been sick, and she texted me this morning about 7:30. She said, "What about 5:50?" And I forgot to tell her. Now we go into a break at 52, so yeah. You know, whatever.
Well, while we're here, we can complain more about how I didn't win or even be nominated for any Grammys. I'd have loved to have Kanye come up in the middle of my acceptance speech. I'd have kicked him right. Oh, wait, hang on. I don't want to say anything. That might sound bad.
Kick him. Let me turn the mics on.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Woo.
What?
Although it'd be easy to hit.
See, exactly. That's what I thought. You go for the easy target. That's what I learned in my Krav Maga class. But it wouldn't matter because Miranda Lambert wins everything. And you know she's backstage screwing everybody. I wouldn't be surprised if half of ELO didn't walk away with some sort of growth.
ELO?
Mm-hmm. They performed.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Sundance wearing bitch ain't real country. Bet she never drove her truck into a stock pond.
What type of martial arts do you know?
Tim McGraw.
Oh, is that Mayor Price?
Oh. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, we got to calm down. Your Honor?
Yes, sir. How are you?
How are you feeling?
I'm much better, thank you.
Did you?
Man, that stuff knocked me down.
Did you actually have the flu or just bad cold?
Yeah, I had the flu, the influenza A. It was the pits. And I'm basically pretty healthy. I've never had the flu before, and it got me.
Yeah, we were talking about on the air that I know you had the meeting. You had the meeting last Thursday with that insurance company, right?
I did. Uh-huh.
I said, yep. I bet Mayor Price still shows up for that, and I bet
absolutely
there's still some. There'll be sphincter scrapings all
yes,
over.
Indeed,
all over the.
Gotcha.
Do you know?
I told them don't mess with Mama Hen and her boys and girls.
I told you that was the way she was going to go. Do you know, you like country music, right?
I do, yeah.
Do you know who Luke Bryan is?
Yeah, I know who Luke Bryan is, yeah.
Luke Bryan's in the studio with us today.
Oh, well, cool. Tell him hello.
Well you, no, that, no, you can tell me yourself, Mayor.
All right, there you go, Luke.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I love Fort Worth. It's a great town. I love all my fans there. You guys are great.
Thank you. We think so, and we love your work. You'll have to come sing for us at City Council.
I don't know. It seems like a small venue.
It is a small venue.
I don't know if you heard, but I want to see you, May Entertainer of the Year. I play arenas.
We'll come to Billy Bob's. We'll just bring council to Billy Bob's. We'll adjourn council and come to Billy Bob's. How about that?
Tell her she'll do it in her panties.
Well, I could always do a special show in your drawers.
Yeah.
You want Mayor Price in her drawers?
You told me to say that. Shut up.
You guys are bad.
That's actually Dan. That's not Luke Bryan.
I'm sorry, Mayor Price.
Russ, right?
Now, we speculated, because all of this was in reference to Officer...
Drake. Sergeant Drake.
There was a miscommunication. So we played both sides. We didn't immediately just convict the workman's comp company. I said maybe they showed up quickly because it was an important event, and maybe there was just some miscommunication. And did it turn out that was sort of the case?
Not really.
Okay, good. So you chewed some ass.
I did indeed. And they owe me, and we demanded an apology, and we're doing an audit, and they've sent Sean and his family an apology and PD an apology. It was just an appalling lack of common sense. You got somebody who's been shot, is in critical condition, you know, barely through surgery, and, you know, they hadn't even definitely said he'd make it, although we felt like he would. And you get somebody back there asking him questions that have no relations to it. It made me furious. None of our employees deserve that.
We never got any of the backstory because it wasn't released in the news. What was it that happened that upset the family?
Well, they just showed up and asked some questions about his condition and about, you know, where they live and all kinds of things that really didn't need to be asked at that point. They were following our initial procedures that said we send a caseworker to just say, I'm so-and-so, your caseworker. I'm here to help you be your liaison if you need it. And then they leave. And this particular caseworker just stepped over the line.
I don't know how much you can talk about, because everybody seems to be tight-lipped about this. I even asked a district court judge that I know in Fort Worth. I said, do you know anything? He said, nobody's really talking about this. So
we're not talking about the specifics of it. We're going to rebid the contract, I feel certain. After, you know, the audit may turn out that this is isolated incidents, but I don't think so, because I'm now hearing from other officers and firefighters and other employees about their treatment.
That's the worst moment to run around and ask questions. I don't know what they were asking. Possibly, was he wearing a bulletproof vest? You know, yeah. I don't know if they asked that or not, but to me, that would be inappropriate.
That kind of behavior is just not acceptable at that point. You can ask that later when things are better and you're, you know, working on the claim, but not at the hospital.
And you've got the family who, it's like you said, at that point in time, they were pretty sure he was going to make it, but they weren't positive. And the last thing the family wants... Go ahead.
And they didn't know the extent of his injuries. You know, didn't know what he might be looking at. As it is, he's going to be fine, but he's got a pretty long, road to hoe, a good rehab in front of him.
I don't understand, especially when you're talking about an insurance company that I'm going to guess they specialize in workman's comp.
Yeah, they do. Okay. They're our intermediary with our workman's comp, and their specialty is to help facilitate, you know. They're supposed to be there if you've got questions about your doctor, or if you need home, maybe you need a hospital bed at home and things like that. They're supposed to help with that.
But the initial contact is to make the family and
aware of who they are.
And to make the family feel better.
That's correct.
And that was not what, all right, let me ask you this. When they came into your office, did you immediately jump on them, or did you start out with, okay, why don't you tell me what happened?
Well, I tried to start out with, why didn't you tell me what happened? Pretty much got the better of me real quick. Because it was all excuses. And finally they said, we owe you an apology. End of discussion.
They said,
what do you want? And I said, here's what I want. I want formal apologies to Sergeant Drake and his family and PD. And then I want an audit conducted of how you do business.
Did you swear?
I tried not to. Under my breath, I did.
I told Dan, I said, she may try to start out, as being, being politically correct, and then just finally realize you're talking about one of my officers.
That's right. You know, just us good mamas. You rile up mama, and ain't nobody going to be happy.
I said on the air, I went, I know there's no way she'd let me in the room, but had you said, yeah, it's okay, I would have driven to Fort Worth and set that room just to hold you back.
City manager told me ahead of time, said, I'm going to sit here beside you, and if I put my hand over there, then you need to back down a little bit. He never did.
Because all I could see is just a scene out of the Beverly Hillbillies and somebody holding you down and you going, Jethro, you let me go! I'm going to beat this kangaroo's ass.
We weren't quite to that point, but I will tell you, the first day I heard about it, I was about to that point. If I could have gotten a hold of him that very first day, we'd have had some, as my grandmother used to say, some head knocking.
Well, how long did the meeting last?
Oh, about 45 minutes.
Damn.
Not very long.
Yeah, well, no, that's a long time when it's probably more of a monologue than a conversation.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they started out with finger pointing or excuses of miscommunication.
Excuses. Yeah, just excuses. And pretty quickly realized we'd done our homework on it, that this was, that we didn't have just one person's word. We'd done our homework and got all our statements together, and we knew who all had said what and who had seen it and heard it.
Well, will it ever be revealed to us what actually was asked? What?
Maybe. I don't know. The attorneys aren't, hip on releasing all that. So we kind of have to tread. You know how that is.
All right. Let's say I find out on the side from somebody else. Would you prefer I not say anything?
No, you can say something if you want to.
Okay. If I find
it
out.
Because from me.
No, I know plenty of Fort Worth officers.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay.
And they appreciate your support. And they, I told them that you were thinking about everybody and that you wanted to talk to Officer Drake at one point. His wife said in a week or so, he'll be up to talking to him.
Okay, so they...
They have moved him to a regular room now, and he's doing well.
So he's out of ICU?
He's out of ICU. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe they moved him last... I'm trying to remember if it was Friday or Saturday they moved him to ICU.
Okay. Obviously, you're talking to the family on a regular basis, so if there's something...
Pretty much.
If there's something they need, I already told you. Well, you got the bat...
I got the bat line number.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that, Rush. You guys' support means a whole lot to everybody around here. So thank you for continuing to support all our people that are taking care of all of us, all our officers.
And congratulations on deciding to run again for mayor.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay. It's exciting. Hopefully, so far, I don't have an opponent. Maybe it'll stay that way.
I think most people are smart enough to know.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's like, all right, if we run against her, she's probably going to want a cage match.
Man, what happened to good old-fashioned debates?
Yeah, we even had put money on it. Went, all right, in a cage match between Mayor Rawlings and Mayor Price, you won that one, sweetie.
Yeah.
Sure, why not, right? He's a gentleman. He wouldn't have it any other way.
He goes, yeah, we'll do a cage match. If I'm on the inside, she's on the outside.
That's right.
I'll challenge him to a bike ride, and we'll whip him then.
Don't you guys have a bike ride or a run coming up soon?
We do have a bike ride coming up. I can't remember where it is. We're going to ride somewhere. Okay. At least that staff told me they were working on it.
Well, then I've just promoted it for you.
There you go. Coming up, got it going.
Sometimes. Yeah. Well.
And my next event is Cowtown, so you better come run Cowtown with us. I'm running the half marathon.
You guys have got an event coming up. I forget what it's for, but you've got bands playing, and it's a big event.
The big slide.
The big slide thing.
Slide the City, yeah, on June the 6th. It's going to be awesome.
How come you didn't ask my band to play?
Well, I should have had your band fly.
We can play country music.
You there you go. We may yet get you over there to play.
You ain't going to call us, are you?
The River Vision people are putting that on. I'm going to give them your number and let them call you.
Okay. You can give them myself.
Why don't you just come slide with me?
Are we going
to get on the water slide and be the first two down?
Are we going to wear bikinis?
No, I'm not.
I will.
Bikini days are long gone.
So are mine, but let's wear bikinis.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Let's do it for charity, you and me.
We'd get some giggles out of it, I bet you. Maybe not you, but me for sure.
You'll get more than a giggle from me.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God.
So all right. Weird. Well, thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you for
staying. It's always good to talk to y'all.
Yeah, that's what Eddie Gossett says when he always hangs up on me.
That would be Gossett.
Yeah, Gossett.
Okay.
But I appreciate you standing up for your officers. Most mayors will, but they only do it for political reasons. I know yours was heart.
That's politics. That's
yours,
right.
Yours was heart. Heartfelt.
That's right.
Thank you, man.
That's true. Thank you. See y'all later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, she f***ed some people up. 45 minutes getting your ass chewed.
Woo, man.
She's so awesome.
I tried.
She's my hero.
Did you swear? I tried not to. I will. I'll go down in a bikini if she will on that slide thing. For the foundation, if we get enough people, if I can make over $3,500 singing Merle on a rock station,
mm-hmm.
me and the mayor of Fort Worth, Texas, can make money going half naked down a water slide.
Yeah.
Well, I see. Give it just about another minute or so, and we should be hearing from Ben Garrison.
What? Whatever that woman wants you to do for money, I got $5 million.
What did she say? It was in June?
June 6th.
I missed what the water slide thing is. Is this going to be the world's largest, or is?
I think it's a company that has it, and I assume they go from city to city, or it's some sort of promotional or event company that has it, and they probably rent it for the day or the weekend. But the thing's over, I think it's 2,000 feet long.
I think had you worked it as Luke Bryan, you could have got you some action.
Some action?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. It sounded like she actually believed that it was Luke Bryan. And then you made me say, in the mayor's panties.
You changed it to drawers.
You're damn right I did. I tried to keep it a little classier.
Well, I gave you the option, panties or squirrel covers.
Man, you're gross.
Why? You did not find her an attractive woman?
No, she's a hot... You see what you do to me?
Right. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy to the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound 75. Excuse me, just before Northwest Highway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic goes backed up all the way back from Woodall. Rogers, also in Dallas, eastbound on the bush, right at the tollway. That ramp to go northbound there has finally been reopened. Traffic there is still kind of jacked up back from Frankfort Road. And Carroll to northbound I-35 right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to 635. And Forest Hill eastbound I-20 right at Anglin. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back to 35W. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Just look at that stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Bridge Street. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see the Dallas Stars take on the Anaheim Ducks March 1st at the AAC for Military Appreciation Night. Plus a pair of tickets to see 3 Days Grace at the Bomb Factory before you can even buy them. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Tonight, clear skies, 50 for a low. Tomorrow, skies remain clear, which means lots of sunshine and a high of 68. Right now, 73, but 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, what were we in the middle of before Mayor Price called?
Luke Bryan was going off on Miranda Lambert.
Is Luke done?
Man, I don't know if I'll ever be done. She keeps winning everything.
Well, how long has she been in country music?
I don't know. I mean, she's not new, but she's not old. So just long enough to
win everything.
I'd say early 2000s.
What about Luke? First time I heard Luke Bryan was late 2014.
I'd say a little bit after her. I would say I'd say he's probably 4 or 5 years after her as far as breaking out.
Alfie, you can tell Captain Howard in line too. He can suck my.
You got it.
Thank you. Good, Dan.
Any particular reason you want the captain to?
He wants to give $1,000 for me and Mayor Price to do the bikini thing. No offense to my captain, but. No.
Okay.
I'll take his call.
Retirement's done.
Captain Howard?
How's it going?
No. 612. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Kanye West is not taking back his comments about how Beyonce deserved Album of the Year, if you want, Cut 9, and how he says Beck should give his award to her. So there you go.
Are you seriously?
That's what he said. That's what he said at the Grammys.
That Beck should give the award to her.
Yeah. That was part of what he said that night.
I missed that in the clips.
Cut 9 was when I guess Kanye was. TMZ caught up with him and asked him about it.
Kanye, when you said Beck needs to respect artistry, are you implying he's not an artist?
No, I wasn't saying Beck. I said the Grammys. Beck know that Beyonce should have won. You know that.
Yeah, you ever heard of Beck before yesterday?
Come on, man. I love Beck. Yeah, but he ain't have Album of the Year.
Yeah, he did.
You did. You know how we know that? Because he got the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it even says, I bet it says on there, Album of the Year, 2015.
Album of the Year, 2015. Beck, not Kanye or Beyonce.
Actually, it would be funny if the trophy just said, not Kanye. give it to anybody.
And let him see it.
Yeah.
as he comes up for his bid of, I'm going to take the mic. I finally saw the video. I didn't realize Beck was as small as he was.
Yeah, he's a tiny little man. That's why he said it's like he's like the poster boy for little white dude.
All right, go ahead and take this award, Mr. West.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, Beck, in addition to the award show, he was asked about it. About the Kanye thing, and he was super classy. He actually said, absolutely, I thought Beyonce was going to win. You can't please everybody. I still love Kanye, and I think he's genius. I aspire to what he does. How many great records has he put out in the last 5 years, right?
I think you could have been gracious and left out the Kanye kiss-ass part.
He could have. I prefer to read it in this fashion, his statement. You can't please everybody. I mean, I love Kanye. I think he's genius. I really aspire to what he does, you know? I mean, how many great records has he put out in the last 5 years? Am I right?
I like that version better.
Me, I only managed to do one because I play all the instruments.
Exactly. I don't sample. I don't. We're not talking about Beyonce. We're just talking about Kanye.
Yeah, now. Yeah, yeah.
I don't sample. I don't auto-tune. I don't know what he does. I can't. I don't know any of Beck's songs.
Writes his own songs.
Yeah. Now, as far as album of the year, it doesn't matter how many people collaborated on it. Either it's a good album or it's not.
Right. Supposed to be. No. Yeah.
But with Kanye, anybody else at the Grammys bitch about who didn't win something? It sounds like Kanye is the only one that had an issue with album of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are others that
felt having a fit.
Well, man, mine's justified. I wasn't even there. There were actually other people that were pissed off about it, including Shirley Manson from Garbage and Paul Stanley of Kiss. Paul went on his Facebook page, and he kept his message short. He said, Beck should have kicked Kanye right in the nuts last night and said, get off my stage. Then Shirley Manson from Garbage. She had a longer post. She said, Kanye, it is you who is busy disrespecting artistry. You disrespect your own remarkable talents, and more importantly, you disrespect the talent, hard work, and tenacity of all artists when you go so rudely and savagely after such an accomplished and humble artist like Beck. You make yourself look small and petty and spoiled. I'm pretty certain. Then she also called him a twat. This story left that part out, which I thought was a travesty. Then she concluded by saying, I'm pretty certain Beyonce doesn't need you fighting any battles on her account. Seems like she's got everything covered perfectly well on her own.
And if she sold more albums, then, you know, in the overall scheme of things, she won.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where, I mean, you can say the awards don't matter, but, you know, it's an ego business. To those people, if they're nominated, they're going
to
think...
It's an ego business if you want it to be.
If you want it to be.
You want people to like your music, and if they don't, because it's something you produced on your own, and it's, air quotes, a part of you, and they don't like it, then you're going to feel bad. It's like when people don't like this show. I don't give a... It's like, I'm doing the best I can. You like the show, you don't like me, that's fine. There are plenty of people that don't like me. But I'm not running around looking for accolades or awards.
Right. And I think that's where, at least for us, we can draw that, you know, that small comparison, which is I don't need a mantle full of trophies. I'd rather have the success and people go, man, I love the show and blah blah blah.
I need the respect from other people in my industry to show that they understand what I put into my artistry.
No.
I don't care.
The show's not for them. It's for the people that are not. It's for the masses.
It's not like everything is a competition. They just, you throw an award show and it's competition. I don't have one award on my mantle anywhere, short of Police and Fire. And to me, you know the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's...
If I never got anything from the Marconis or the whatever it is you win in radio... Marconi or the...
They're like NAB awards. See, that's the problem. We don't even know what the damn awards are. We know one. That, and we occasionally get some sort of reader's pick from the Observer, because you know the Observer ain't going to pick us.
Yeah, it's always the same thing every year with the Observer. The editors pick Elsa Pepperstone with K-E-R-A and the other side of the lip.
That's probably why they don't pick up.
Reader's pick. Russ Martin Show.
That's awesome.
Well, they get it.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not striking a pose. We're doing the best we can. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, I'm okay with that. There are really successful shows that I don't like, but it just means I don't get it. It means I'm missing something.
Or it's just not your flavor. You could actually get it. It just may not be yours. It's kind of like how... You've been a fan for Letterman for years. You're not a fan of Conan. I love Conan.
I can't stand Conan.
See? You just don't like the flavor. You get the show. It's not like it's so highbrow yet you can't, you know, comprehend it.
No, but if I watch an interview and think, all right, I could have done as good of a job, that means they did a bad job. Jimmy Fallon. I could do a better job than him, and I'm horrible with interviews. David Letterman. I think he works those really well.
I think Letterman's okay at interviews. For me, for the most part, for the late night hosts, I think most of them are not very good. Because
I like Craig Ferguson.
Okay, and I really haven't seen very many of his, but he definitely seems relaxed. That seems to be part of it. But most of them seem to have that formula of, okay, they were pre-interviewed, the guest was, by a producer, and then that producer gave those questions to the host, as opposed to having a genuine conversation.
Yeah. What funny stories would you like to tell Dave? Yeah.
Oh, so I heard you were on vacation recently. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, I learned, Dave. And Droopy Dog, I don't need vacations. I wish. Do you have a punchline, Dave?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm just so excited. We finally got you in the chair here, and just want to make sure that everyone is aware we have Droopy's new CD that comes out today, and he'll be performing later on in the show.
So it's my first rap album, Droopy Dog. I almost got sued by Snoop.
Oh, my God.
But my new album is called You Mean Old Dragon.
I could go for the rest of my life, and if I don't win a radio award, first of all, if I'm nominated, I'm not showing up. I choose not to. It's like, who was it, George C. Scott. He was nominated, I think, for Patton.
Yeah.
And he sent I'm not going. Kiss my ass. I don't care if I do win. I'm not going. I didn't do it for the award. You pick out different things in life that you don't ask for, but it means something.
Some people, though, they like the award. They need the award for the additional recognition, especially if maybe they've already been a commercial success. So they have all the money they could ever need. So they need some other validation.
Because a lot of them, it's ego-driven. And most people at entertainment, including us, there's some ego to it. If somebody goes, that bit sucked, well, it's going to bother me. But it's the best I could do. So I can't help you.
Yeah.
But the awards, if I get an email from a police officer or firefighter, I always print those if it says thank you. I got a picture at home of me and Joanne Jackson, the widow of Brian Howard Jackson,
mm-hmm.
her hugging me at a white trash party. That's an award.
Speaking of which, when was the last time you talked to her?
I don't know. I'm crying right now. But I remember that moment. She came to the white trash party. I don't know if it was the year after Brian had been ambushed or the year after. But somehow she became friends with the show, and she came out to thank the audience.
It was a hell of an evening.
What's the matter, Kenzie?
Nothing. Well, that was really, really, really touching.
I can be heartfelt.
I know you are. You are heartfelt.
And then?
Let me see your...
No, you always do this when you there cry.
Let me see your...
No.
Just one of them.
No, you're so sweet, and then you do that.
That's what makes me special.
No.
If I was nice all the time, wouldn't that get boring?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that they had the rest of the story of the photo of him and Joanne is after that photo was taken, he probably tried to pop her bra.
Probably.
Not Joanne. See, here's the rest of your hand back. But I remember she came out and thanked the crowd for their support. And somebody had snapped a photo of her just resting her head on my chest. And I had to print it and hangs at the house.
That's amazing.
Can I see your piece now?
No!
How about the bottom half of the left one?
No.
That's a hell of a compromise on his part. He's only asking for underboob.
That's just underboob, Kenzie.
Yeah.
No.
That's not really boob. It's underboob or side boob.
It's
how about side boob?
Still part of a.
Something wrong with your boobs?
There's nothing wrong with my boobs.
Well, if there ain't nothing wrong with them, how come I can't see them?
Because.
How come I can't see them if there ain't nothing wrong with them?
You're Russ Martin. You're my upper level.
Well, then I command you to show me your piece.
Oh, whoa. No. That backfired.
Yeah, it did.
That backfired big time. No.
So I had the awards. I couldn't give a rat's ass less. I had to run around. At least Kanye wasn't bitching about, well, I didn't win. Beck shouldn't have won. It should have been me. At least it wasn't that. Although, you know, that's what he's kind of saying in his head.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's because he didn't have anything, up for? Maybe nothing.
He wasn't nominated for anything?
Well, what I mean is maybe he didn't have anything that would have been at the right timing for it. So maybe like next year he's going to expect a Grammy.
I don't know, but he always complains. Well, they didn't let me play long enough. Or MTV used me by letting me play, and I didn't actually get to play on the main stage. It was at some side stage. And I don't know. This was a few years back.
Yeah.
But there was always a complaint. Well, we're not going to put up with it. Maybe the Grammys are going to stop putting up with you.
They should.
I don't know how many he has at this point, but if he never gets another one, I'm cool with that.
If you want, cut eight. This is technically unrelated, but I'd like to think this is how Kanye would act had he not been a musician and worked at a McDonald's and just got fired.
I tried to be nice.
Why'd she get fired?
I believe it's a he.
Oh.
And not sure why he got fired, but he just goes on this rampage, obviously breaking things, everything behind the counter, he's knocking it all off, and he wants his last paycheck. And they're like, well, you can't have it yet. And then he started breaking stuff.
Alfie, what do these people want to hold?
I guess they're complaining.
About something I said about awards or Kanye or?
No, about something technical.
Oh. Yes, Shelley?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm still here.
Okay, then.
Speak.
Shelley.
I was just going to tell him that his microphone wasn't working.
I believe it is.
Well, I'm on the live stream.
Video stream, and the mic isn't on?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I'm terribly sorry. Would you like me to transfer you to the refund department?
Oh, my God.
No. No, I don't want a refund. I just don't want to miss what he's saying.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, we want to refund you. How much did you pay to watch the video stream?
I didn't pay nothing.
Exactly.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:39, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound Loop 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back from Bridge Street. Also in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 right at Berry Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Wilbarger Street. In Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Anglin Drive, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from 35W. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Dolphin Road, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is jacked up back from Grand Avenue. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery tonight. Clear skies, 50 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 68. Right now, 73. At 97, won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, all right.
What was the audio? You were talking about, sent me an email today. You had audio with a deputy or a sheriff in Saul Garza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was something that started, people started sending it to me last night. It is cut six. This was, Saul Garza was in Monte County covering the shooting death of an officer at the hands of another police officer. And he's across the street from the home where the man was shot, and he's sort of standing on the front lawn of the house across the street. And a sheriff's deputy comes over and says, we need you to move to the end of the street. We got equipment coming in for investigation.
Okay. So you got one officer that was shot by friendly fire?
No.
You said one officer shot by another officer.
Yeah. It's confusing. Had an off-duty police
officer. I got that part.
Yeah. There was a man at home who happened to be a police officer.
Got it.
And police were called to his home. He ended up getting shot. It was a domestic disturbance.
Okay. And Saul Garza from Fox 4.
From Fox 4. He was
Accidentally in the way? And they said, we need you to move. We have equipment coming in.
Yes. And he was about to do a live shot on the morning news. So that's
the rest of this is in this clip?
Yes.
Back y'all up to that yield sign, because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
Okay. So we can't be on their property if we get their permission? No, you got to be past the yield sign.
Okay, I'm going to do a live shot right now, so 30 seconds, we can move.
No, you got to go now. Everybody go.
What's the yield sign?
Right there at the yield sign. That's where you
Oh, the yield sign. Okay.
Yes, please. All right. Y'all need to go past the, I'm going to ruin the shot, everybody okay. Pass the yield sign, please.
So was he ignoring the orders from the deputies?
Yes.
Saying, I'm about to do the live shot, I'll move in 30 seconds.
Yes. And at one point when the female deputy starts to put her hand in front of the camera, he actually grabs her hand and moves it away from the camera.
No. Male, female, I don't care what it is. You grab a peace officer's hand. You're going to get part of it stuck back in your ass.
Typically.
Where'd he get his? Was she courteous about it?
Very.
Y'all need to go past the... I'm going to ruin the shot.
I like him. He's a good reporter, but you can't use that of 30 seconds, I'll move. Cop tells you something. There's no time limit of... okay, I got it. Now, you could ask... Could I please have 30 seconds to do this live shot? And they probably would go, all right. But to tell them, well, 30 seconds and then, you know, then I'll move.
Right.
It's not like you carry some type of executive order that supersedes local law enforcement.
He thinks he does.
Can you talk back y'all up to that yield sign? Because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
Okay.
So we can't be on their property if we get their permission?
No, you got to be past the yield sign.
Okay, I'm going to do a live shot right now. So 30 seconds, we can move.
No, you got to go now. Everybody go.
What's the hill sign?
Right there.
What is it, Dan?
The guy asking the question, I believe that's Al's cameraman.
I just assumed that.
Okay. Just
he sounds like he's cooperative.
Yeah, he's like, the what? The yield sign. Okay. Yeah, okay. And then Sal's like, no, we're staying.
We can move.
No, you
got to
go now. Everybody go.
What's the hill sign?
Right there at the yield sign. That's where
you're the yield sign. Okay.
Yes, please. All right. Y'all need to go past the, I'm going to ruin the shot, pass the yield sign, please.
Okay.
Yeah, please. And this is breaking news. This is where we believe the shooting happened. We're being moved away by the sheriff's department here. They don't want us anywhere near us. We're live right now.
Don't touch me.
Yes. We're trying to move. We're on private property here, but we're in the 100 block, 200 block of Jordan. Right now, investigators have the home cordoned off while they gather evidence. They're processing the scene. We have confirmed that a Monte County Sheriff's deputy was shot and killed overnight. Right now, officials are not saying how. We don't know the circumstance.
Please tell me she doesn't let him finish.
No, he finishes.
Then I would just start making more noise in the background. Okay. Don't want to move. That's fine. About time for me to clean out my gun here in the dirt. Let me drive. I'm going to walk over here to the fire truck. Oh, let's see. Looks like we're about out of electricity. Let's see. Oh, plus oh, no. Oh, here comes Taco Bell. Oh. Damn. Man, you picked the wrong time to do a live shot. I'm the only deputy in the county with Tourette's.
Oh, man.
That means that I'll listen to all of it before I'll rule about that.
Okay.
Don't touch me.
Yes, we're trying to move. We're on private property here, but we're in the 100 block, 200 block of Jordan. Right now, investigators have the home cordoned off while they gather evidence. They're processing the scene. We have confirmed that a Monte County Sheriff's deputy was shot and killed overnight. Right now, officials are not saying how. We don't know the circumstances that led to the shooting. Now, the Texas Ranger investigating the deputy has not been identified. No word on a suspect. The Monte County Sheriff's Department will be holding a news conference at 9 o'clock this morning over at City Hall to give us more information. And we're going to move over there and get that information in just a little bit. Back to you guys.
Okay, don't ever touch another officer again. Well, do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
I am doing what I'm supposed to do.
I understand. But we're on private property as well.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
This is not private property. This is still in the city. You go past the yield sign when you're asked by an official.
Okay.
Now go.
What's your name?
I'm Deputy Hatcher from Wichita County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Get on the other side of the yield sign
Okay,
now.
We're going.
Go.
Okay. We're going.
Then turn around and walk.
We're going, okay?
Turn around and walk.
Jeez. And if we get permission from there, we can be on their property. That's what the law is. No. That is what the law is, okay? We know the law, okay?
The law is dipsh. You get a lawful order from a peace officer, you obey it. You got an issue with it later, then you go to court. You file a complaint. That's what the law is. I know the law. You and your the oranges.
Alfie says line one.
What about line one, Alfie?
He says he's a Montague County Sheriff's Deputy.
Yes, John.
Hey, what's going on, Russ, man?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just let you know, man, that I'm a Montague County deputy. That was not one of our deputies doing that.
Should it make any difference if you got who would it have been?
It was a Wichita County police deputy. She said it at the end of the clip there.
Well, a
deputy or a local police officer. I don't care. Isn't that correct? You get a lawful order from a peace officer, you obey it.
Yeah, in fact, it's me and some other officers were talking last night about that specific incident, and it's the community around here is not like down in Dallas. I grew up in Dallas, and I lived in Dallas the majority of my life, and I just recently moved up here, and they don't handle the news media like they do down there up here. We don't play around. They don't. You know, you say do something, you do it, or we'll make you do it.
Well, it's not like it was, I'm protesting and it's an Occupy movement and I've got a ride to be here on the street. No, emergency equipment is coming or investigation, the people are coming. You need to move and go down there. You don't go, you don't just spout out, well, I got a live shot I got to do.
Yeah.
Well, your TV report doesn't take priority over law enforcement.
Yeah. Another thing I think had a lot to do with it was there were a lot of investigators there who probably don't need to be shown their face on the news. And I know there's several from our county alone that don't need to have their face shown on the news for law enforcement purposes. And, you know, that he was not a really, what's the word I'm looking for?
There was no true reason for him to be there short of
he wanted to be
reporting the news. And it's like, oh, well, I got to do this live shot. Okay, you're a reporter on a highly rated morning news show. But you're not a peace officer, and you don't have an executive order. So if I'm a cop and I tell you to move, you move your dog ass.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all pretty fired up about it. But we're under a lot of stress right now, too. So
what? Let's say you were in the situation, and Saul Garza grabbed your hand or wrist and tried to push you out of the way.
There probably would have been a... If he would have pushed me out of the way, like physically pushed me out of the way, it would have probably been a different news story going on immediately right then.
There have been two,
put it that way.
Two reports.
Yep.
Yeah. To put it that way, there would have been two reports, yes.
Okay.
And there would have been a new YouTube video going around, probably.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, it's like I said, he's a good reporter. He's been with Fox 4 for a long time. But to ignore the orders of a police officer, well, I got to do a live shot. You can back up. I'm going to guess this. I don't know why in my mind. I just see this early morning before the sunlight. Was that the case?
Yeah.
Which means you probably got to move some lights or whatever. Or if you're using a sun gun, it's on top of the camera. But again, well, I got to go in 30 seconds. They're expecting me. Well, then ask. Don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lucky that chick, whoever she was.
Deputy Hatcher, Wichita County Sheriff's Office.
He's lucky that she didn't just take him down right there on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to move. You've disobeyed a lawful order by a police officer, a deputy, and I'm a chick, which means I got more to prove. I'm going to bust you and your oranges up.
Now tell me, what's bugging you?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this on the viewer's voice.
What is two, Alvin?
He says he knows Deputy Hatcher.
Okay. Yes, Bradley.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
I was just calling in to just say that Deputy Hatcher, she's awesome. She does a great job, and she handled herself very well in that situation, I thought. And that's all I had to say. I just wanted to call and tell you what a good officer she is.
I've got no issue with it. I don't care if she was with what did the guy say? Wasn't with the deputy, the sheriff's department with.
With Montague, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a joint deal.
I don't care what the issue was.
Right.
If a cop tells me something, just because I'm on television doesn't mean that I've got special dispensation to ignore your lawful order.
That's right. That's exactly right. When a police officer tells you to do something, you do it.
Hand, you want them on the wall, boss? They're on the wall. You want a slick like me, boss? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Could she, for disobeying, could she have arrested him on the spot?
Yes.
And Channel 4 missed out on a good news story.
They did. However, the problem is it would have been immediately people on both sides, someone saying, that's why he broke the law. She was within her, she was supposed to arrest him. And then other people saying, once again, the police trying to hide something from the media. The media have a right to be there. It's number one in the Constitution.
You've got a county that just lost a deputy sheriff.
They don't look at it that way.
Even she tried to say, you know, have some respect and move your ass.
Right.
That's when the asp comes out. You get your ass beat and tased.
Yes, sir.
Beat you like a piñata. All right. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, boss. You're late. Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off with some side street accidents in Dallas. Eastbound Northwest Highway between Webb Chapel and Marsh. Road construction there has the roadway stopped down to one lane. Traffic is kind of slow back from Harry Hines. Also in Dallas, westbound Mockingbird. Right at Inwood got an accident there. Traffic is jacked up back from the tollway. And heck, why not? In Forney, westbound Highway 80, right after Clemens, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up back from Pinson Road. Eastbound still jacked up back from 635.
Is that anywhere near the Statue of Liberty?
I think it's right near the Statue of Liberty.
All right, good.
I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Clear and 50 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. Right now, 73. A 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
What is it, Kenzie?
You singing?
I had the mics off. Kenzie was adamant when she came over to the house a couple of weekends ago. We got to do Merle. Kenzie.
So
somebody's into the SpongeBob and
death metal
and goth Brooks.
That's the best.
We got to do Merle. You got any videos of Merle? Oh, well, there's probably some on YouTube. Let me see what Merle looks like.
I'm starting to scare myself.
Merle's actually one of those people that looks exactly like his name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the 70s, he was, you know, good-looking guy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about now, especially.
Well, now he looks like a Merle.
And quite haggard.
Uh-huh. Grew into that.
Yeah. I'm still the mighty Merle.
Yes, you are.
I think they should have called 1190 that. I know you said somebody should have picked a station to call it the Merle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you call it the mighty 1190, the Merle. Because I think is it Merle Haggard and the, I guess Merle Haggard and the Strangers. That's the name of his band.
Okay.
Because if I had a country band, that's what I would be called. Who are you? I'm one of the Strangers.
Ooh.
Why is that? I don't want to be known. Because you play country music? Yes.
But you play with them every night. Still one of the Strangers.
Well, we wear paper bags over our head. I'm the unknown steel guitarist. We're in the middle of Saul Garza.
Yeah.
Who, I can only go by the audio. Me personally, if I was a peace officer, here's what I would have done. Although it sounded like the camera guy was trying to be accommodating. Where do we need to go? Okay, good. But if Saul said, well, we got a live shot, yeah, give me 30 seconds. What I would do, because the camera guy unwillingly stayed where he wasn't supposed to,
mm-hmm.
I go ahead and cuff him, take him away from the tripod, and then grab Saul so the camera guy couldn't follow the action.
Ooh.
And then finish up whatever business I would have with Mr. Garza. All you would have is audio. It's the way I would have played it.
Gotcha.
If I was law enforcement. You always grab the guy with the camera first.
Yeah, it's like even some of the comments on, I think it was on their Facebook page, Fox 4's Facebook page, where they posted the video. One of the cop block people had said, you know, see, they want you to move away. The camera's there. Obviously, they have something to hide. Or in addition to, imagine what would have happened had the camera not been rolling. Oh, who only knows? Like, hashtag.
Well, all right, let me ask this. Was Fox 4 the only TV station there?
No, but they were the only ones in that spot because the other members of the media were asked to move to this other staging area, and all of them
had... So you had a media staging area that everybody else had moved to.
Yes.
And Fox 4 didn't.
Right.
Okay, so... I don't get what the argument is. Well, I got to do a live shot. Well, first of all, I'm a deputy, and I'm a chick, and I'm already pissed off. I already told you to move. And in the back of her mind, she may be thinking, I wonder if he had moved had I been a big feller.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, there was another deputy next to her, a male. But she took the lead. Like, if you listen to the audio, it's the male deputy you hear first, and then she takes the lead. But also, Saul starts out combative.
I get having a job and the producer going, all right, we're coming to you in 25 seconds.
Well, then you know what? You're going
then
live.
What you tell the cop, it's like, please, I got 25 seconds. All I need is 30. And if the equipment starts coming in that 30 seconds, I'll move, I'll shut up, and we'll go. But please don't handcuff my cameraman and then beat me off camera.
You're right. The first thing you should have done was ask politely, please, I have to do this, and then I swear I will leave. Didn't do that. Fine. And if she says no, then you do your report while you walk. Walk and talk, baby.
Yeah, you can even say that. We were, at this point, we've been asked to move by law enforcement. Respecting their wishes.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that. We're backing up with all the other scummy news stations.
Right.
And I'll sell my crappy oranges later.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to it. How long is this clip?
That's like a minute and a half, two.
Keep talking back y'all up to that yield sign because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
Okay.
So we can't be on their property if we get their permission?
No, you got to be past the yield sign.
Okay, I'm going to do a lot.
All right, so they don't have the property owner's permission.
It doesn't sound that way because Saul says if.
If we have it, can we be here? Now, I know we're picking this apart, but again, arguing with a police officer, especially if you've had another officer, deputy, shot and killed,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what the situation is, that ain't the time to give anybody no tood.
Keep talking back y'all up to that yield sign because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
If this wasn't live, where'd all this audio come from?
There was, I don't know if it was pre-roll in the camera or if it was cell phone video by the cameraman.
No, it's all from the cameraman.
It is from the cameraman.
Yeah, Fox 4 released the quote-unquote raw audio.
And that's what this video is. This is the raw.
Okay, I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah, but I actually read a Wichita County Sheriff's Office statement, and it said that even what Fox 4 released, there was still other stuff that wasn't on it. So even though Fox 4 is calling it raw and uncut, it's not... There's still others.
I think we've heard enough.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm asking you to move. Please move. Well, I will in half a minute. Okay, think about it like this. So you get stopped because you're weaving back and forth. Cop goes, step out of the car. I will in half a minute. I got to do a last shot for Russ and the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
you get out of the car now or things start getting busted. Same concept. Just because you're on television or radio or anything else doesn't mean that you get special dispensation.
Doesn't seem that way if you're Saul Garza.
Can you talk back y'all up to that yield sign? Because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
Okay.
So we can't be on their property if we get their permission?
No, you got to be past the yield sign.
Okay, I'm going to do a live chat right now, so 30 seconds, we can move.
No, you got to go now. Everybody go.
What's the hill sign? Right.
That's the camera guy.
Yep.
Sounds like he's cooperative.
Out there at the yield sign. That's where you're
at. Oh, the yield sign. Okay.
Yes, please. All right. Y'all need to go past the, I'm going to ruin the shot, everything else. Everybody pass the yield sign, please.
Okay.
Yeah, please. And this is breaking news. This is where we believe the shooting happened. We're being moved away by the sheriff's department here. They don't want us anywhere near us. We're live right now. We can please.
Don't touch me.
Yes, we're trying to move. We're on private property here, but we're in the 100 block, 200 block of Jordan. Right now, investigators have the home cordoned off while they gather evidence. They're processing the scene. We have confirmed that a Montana Tate County Sheriff's deputy was shot and killed overnight. Right now, officials are not saying how. We don't know the circumstances that led to the shooting. Now, the Texas Ranger investigating the deputy has not been identified. No word on a suspect. The Montague County Sheriff's Department will be holding a news conference at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we're going to hold one right now as we tase you.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
You notice she is very, very professional about it. She warns him beforehand, I'm going to ruin your live shot. And she doesn't actually tear into his ass until the live shot is over.
Yeah. You touch a peace officer, then you're going to get a piece back.
And that's where I, you know, she really could have dressed him down more on that. Even had she waited till after, it's like, okay, you clear? Listen here. And then just get on him.
Or just go the route of, hey, I'm sorry. I know you're live on the air right now, but I'm only deputy in this area with Tourette's. And I've decided to talk about my for a couple of seconds.
Jesus.
Over at City Hall to give us more information. And we're going to move over there and get that information in just a little bit. Back to you guys.
Okay, don't ever touch another officer again.
Well, and I like understand? This. I like this where he almost starts to go, well, but. Because, you know, in her mind, she's going, all right, would he have done that had I been a 7 foot tall, pro athlete looking police officer?
Yep.
Another officer. Again, well, do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
I understand. But we're on private property as well.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
You are, this is not private property. This is still in the city. You go past the yield sign when you're asked by an official.
Okay.
Now go.
What's your name?
I'm Deputy Hatcher from Wichita County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
What's her first name?
Victoria.
God bless you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you beat their ass. What's your name? Why do you need to know? You going to file a complaint? You think you've got a complaint against me? I'm trying to do a job. It's like I don't run into the edit bay while you're doing a news story. Hey, what are you doing, Saul? Cutting up a news story?
I know. That's one of those moments where I wish he'd, and I'm sure she's played it back in her mind countless times. Wish I'd have said this, wish I'd have said that. But I wish he would, when he said, what's your name? I'm Wichita County Sheriff's Deputy Victoria Hatcher. Who the are you?
Yeah. You know what I'm champion of?
Mm.
The Ice Bullet Challenge. You want a bucket of bullets dumped on your fucking head?
Yes, it does matter.
This is not private property. This is still in the city.
And then I like the way he throws out his knowledge of the law because he's a reporter. Okay, chances are I've got as much broadcast time than he does,
mm-hmm.
or as he does. I don't really know all the laws. I know the big one. Cops always win on the scene. In court, you may get something. But you ain't going to get your leg back.
property
it doesn't
as well.
Matter.
Yes, it does matter.
This is not private property. This is still in the city. You go past the yield sign when you're asked by an official.
Okay.
Now go.
What's your name?
I'm Deputy Hatcher from Wichita County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Get on the other side of the yield sign.
Okay,
now.
We're going.
Go.
Okay, we're going.
Go.
Oh, now we get indignant. Well, I'm going. It's like a child.
Yeah.
Go clean your room. We're going. I told you 2 minutes ago. Move. Oh, you can't do it.
We're going, okay?
Turn around and walk.
Jeez. And if we get permission from them, we can be on their property. That's what the law is. No. That is what the law is, okay? We know the law, okay?
I know Fox. First of all, we're friends with Fox 4. But if I'm a producer or a director, Saul is suspended.
Mm.
At the very least.
Speaking of suspended, there is some breaking news. Yeah.
What?
Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News.
Breaking news?
Yes.
All right, Saul, you're off the hook. But I'm coming back this tomorrow. You ain't gonna diss one of my deputies. My deputies.
Brian Williams, NBC News, has suspended him. Without pay. You want to guess for how long?
Month.
You would be wrong.
3?
Keep going.
Damn.
6?
6 months.
Damn!
Yeah.
Woo!
And that's exactly what I wanted to stop Rokoff from NBC Nightly News. I said 6 months for that little sucker. You lie about something. I do the Nightly News for 3 decades. They make me pronounce the word Perugia, and he lies about being in a battle fight. F*** him. And I wish he had a horse.
Really? 6 months?
6 months.
I thought the initial suspension, Brian put on himself.
He did, because at a certain point, the attention became too great, and he said, you know what? Because in a way, he's his own boss. He's the managing editor for Nightly News and NBC News. So he was just like, you know what? I'm taking too much heat. I'm going to back away from this for a little bit. Then he met with the president of NBC or somebody. And
he met with me, Tom Brokaw.
Really?
I told him, here's the way this one goes. And then I brought in a my own cow and some cabbage. And I let him watch that cow eat it. And I said, oh, this is how this rolls. You respect the position of reporting the news and having credibility, whether you can pronounce it or not.
I'm sorry, having what?
Whether you can pronounce it or not, credibility. So I have a speech impediment, so make fun of me. You should hear me. Would you like to hear me when I'm sober? Will you?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hi, I'm Tom Brokaw with the NBC Nightly
News. Actually, it would be drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, this is Tom Brokaw, the NBC Nightly News. What's up?
So 6 months, and I'm going to guess Brian Williams?
Hmm?
Agreed to it.
I guess so.
It's too bad because he's a likable guy. You don't like liars.
No.
But it's like the whole issue with Dan Rather and President Bush. And there was a misreporting of the story of President Bush with the National Guard or the Coast Guard.
It was the time of the National Guard and the Vietnam thing. And that tainted Dan Rather on his way out.
And I didn't really like Dan Rather, so I didn't give a rat's ass. Brian Williams I like. He seems like a personable guy. He does a really good Regis Philbin.
Mm-hmm. But I think that may have been part of the problem is he became not just famous for being a newsman. He just became famous and then famous as a personality instead of just for journalism.
I mean, so you think his ego or possibly because he was trying to honor somebody in the military that protected him during a report while he was embedded. Then what you say... Again, if you want to come to Lie Central,
to
which
you,
is me,
right?
What you say is, and this is not really a lie, of I wanted to honor this man in the military who protected me the entire time, who deserves this award. I got a little wrapped up. I added some stuff to it. I shouldn't have because his service to our country is enough. I failed. I lied. I'm sorry. I got nobody to blame. Williams out.
And that might have been the best way to go about it, as far as figuring a way out of it and still...
Hey, it's not good enough for me, Tom Brokaw.
Well, nothing's ever good enough for you.
I want you to cut off one of your balls and roll it across the console. And then I want Connie Chung to drive in her bathrobe through the wall. your car and have sex with you. I don't know what it has to do with any of this. I'm just thinking about some of the monumental moments I have with Connie Chung when she was with NBC. I only knew.
Wow.
We used to have these tete-a-tetes where she'd get drunk and drive through the wall of my house.
A special wall.
It happened so often, I had to have the wall replaced and just put it in a wall with hinges. So she could just drive through it. And then I would play her theme music from Wang Chung.
I know Tom Brokaw has been one of the biggest voices that said, something needs to happen.
That was based on a New York Post report. I saw another one, though, that said Brokaw was familiar with it, but not necessarily as angry as New York Post made it seem. Like, supposedly he had Brian Williams back, which I don't believe that. I think if I guarantee you Cronkite wouldn't have been, you know, been like, ah, it's fine. No, he'd been pissed, and I think Brokaw is pissed, too. Because Brokaw took and beat everybody else as far as the nightly news stuff goes. He beat Rather, he beat Jennings, and it may not be fair. Jennings died. But still, he beat the replacement.
I still won by the wall.
And then he passed it on. It's like
passed it on to Brian Williams, yeah. And now I can't even tell the story straight. Oh, this is a firefighter. You have no idea what I went through just to get this job.
I didn't understand like a third of that.
That's not important. I got Walter Cronkite to back off just by giving him a reach around. And he's a chubby fella.
Mm-hmm.
Or was.
That's a stretch.
So 6 months, any comment from Brian Williams?
Not that I've seen, at least not yet. Although, I mean, Twitter's just now kind of blowing up with it.
Obviously, it's going to explode because it's somebody that you wouldn't expect it from.
And one of the themes I've been hearing about, though, is all the bad things that people have said about the war in Iraq, and it seems like the one person that got something wrong in that war was a journalist and got kicked off the air for 6 months, whereas you have some people saying you had a president saying this we should be here and it was a lie, yet nothing happened to him. That sort of rhetoric.
Well, you have executive immunity
to a certain extent. Like one thing here on Twitter says, only in the USA do we hold journalists to far higher standards than politicians, teachers, and community servants.
I think we're supposed to. Mm. I mean, it's not really, they're not sworn in. But to me, they should have some type of oath like a peace officer or a doctor.
Because the idea of the media is this, it's an extension of the citizens. They ask the questions on our behalf and report back to us what's going on.
I said that many times to Brian Williams. You have a fiduciary. Oh, Jesus. You have an obligation to the people to give them the news without any type of slant. No offense to anyone.
Uh-huh.
This ain't Fox Cable News.
It's like, other journalists, anchors, if they've accepted the job, knowing I'm the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to you the way it is, and if you want to throw a slant on it, that's your business.
Right.
But, I mean, what Brian Williams did, is it how egregious really is it?
Well, here's the other problem. It's not just the story that happened in Iraq. It was also the story about him getting dysentery in covering Katrina. Also about saying he saw a dead body float by in the French Quarter when there wasn't ever any flooding in the French Quarter. There was some other story about...
I'm Tom Brokaw, and I saw a dead body float by and went wild. They were faced down. I knew they were dead. Because it was a wet and wild in Perugia.
Now?
Yes.
Right. You get tired of waiting for a punchline?
No, I mean, that's it's not only an oasis in the middle of the desert, it's a wet and wild.
It is. We shut down Whitewire. They could hold us.
All right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Sixx is up next. For more information on Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.